Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Well, here we go. All downhill from right now. Because this is it, Nirvana time, when I get to say, ladies and gentlemen, FedEx Field Stadium announcer, Philip Jonathan Robert Hochbeg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
It's funny you should mention Phil because he called me this morning.
What did he say?
He had quite a night. He went out to dinner with Mayor Barry. And it's true. He had to pay the check, but the mayor handled the tip.
Gotcha.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Walking 4 and all the ships at sea. Hey, they're very excited about the release of the new Colonel Potter book. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you. All right, get out of here, Shucky.
All the kids want my book.
Thank you, and hello for listening. New show, everybody. It's Friday, July 7th, year 2000. Phone number, same as it ever was, 877-365-3636. And look how back into my routine I am. And you know why?
Why?
Because I got a piece of plexiglass in front of me today.
Hey. To put all your stuff up on.
Yeah, and it's a piece of plexiglass that was here all along. It's just a useless piece of wood that had been sitting in one of the production rooms.
There you go. You got it, and it looks good. You know, I know that they were telling you it doesn't match, but I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty darn close. The wood color is very, very similar to what we have.
Wood is wood.
It's fine.
That's the only thing I had requested yesterday. But everything else I could work with, the fact that all the buttons are in different spots, and it's kind of hard to go from one part of the studio to the other part of the studio. All I wanted was a piece of plexiglass so I could lay out my picture of Jennifer Aniston topless and all of my notes and junk, and I've got all, I'm a happy camper.
You're
today.
Bouncing around in here. You look very comfortable.
Yeah, much happier than I was at this time yesterday.
Right.
And let me prove that to you. Hello?
Hello?
Here she is.
Hi, Boo.
Ah! Hello, darling.
Hi, everybody else. I'm Mike.
Hi, Frida.
Hi, Frida.
You know, I thought I would start today's show by calling my wonderful wife.
Wonderful. Yeah, we didn't really get a lot of chance to hear her yesterday. You know, she was on the phone for a very brief period of time.
Just to put her two cents in, I think we both have managed now to put the vacation behind us.
Well, isn't that wonderful?
Vacations are very dangerous for a marriage, I believe.
I agree with you.
Yeah, they are.
Last night she just said to me, we were sitting down at the kitchen table getting ready to watch Big Brother, and she said, you know what? We just had a bad vacation. It happens.
It does happen.
Right? We just had a bad vacation.
Well, we had a lot of... When we come here to the beach, we have a lot of family, a lot is going on. It makes not only a little too much togetherness with ourselves, and we're in much closer quarters.
Yeah, we're in a very small place at the beach, and we got, people glomming around all the time. And I don't even think I mentioned this yesterday, that Frida's dad unfortunately had to go back in the hospital.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Through the hassle of an ambulance coming and picking him up one morning. And is he doing all right now? Did you see him today?
Yeah, I did. He looks a whole lot better.
Well, that's great. So anyway, listen, I love you, and as way of proving that, I make you the promise now on national radio that this weekend I will attempt to go rollerblading with you.
Sugar Bear, you know what? I know I keep asking you to do these things, and you really don't want to, and then all that happens is the same routine. Then you get irritated because I'm asking you to do something you don't like.
No. Listen, this is why I can't. This is why sometimes you feel like you can't win.
In front of everybody, I'm letting you off the hook.
But I'm extending the olive branch. You said to me today, last thing before I went to work, you said, don't forget, you promised me you'd rollerblade this weekend. And I said, with no animosity in my voice, I said, you got it.
Okay.
You want to rollerblade?
Have you done it before?
That's great. I've tried once before.
He led me to believe when we were dating that he liked to do all the things I like to do.
Are you talking about that time we went roller skating?
How many years ago will we be talking about if you're talking about when you were dating?
20 years ago.
20 years ago. Right.
One time 20 years ago, on one of our first dates, she said to me, let's go roller skating.
We had just had a big dinner of quiche, which she assured me he loved.
All right, I lied about that, too. And then she said, let's go roller skating.
Right.
And this was a time when they closed down some of the streets in Georgetown, and you could actually put on these big disco roller skates, and you could go roller skating downhill. She said, have you ever done this? And I said, because We were dating, and you know...
You did the same thing with golf when you said you had played golf before.
Right. I said, do I know how to roller skate? Not only do I know how, I love to. Let's do it. And the last thing I remember about that day was hanging onto a telephone pole.
And just almost breaking your leg.
Yeah, it was absolutely awful.
Well, you only have to go in... there's a very flat driveway around us with nice smooth asphalt and a circular, nice circular path, and that's the only place you have to go.
I promise you I will.
But can I be there? Because you told me once that you would do it, but I couldn't watch you.
No, it's all right. Yeah, we can do that together.
It's part of the fun. I think if you go into it with the knowledge that you're going to amuse your wife when you do it, when you attempt to rollerblade, then you'll be fine.
But she has to keep the amusement to a low level.
No, you can't laugh at him.
I mean, yeah, because I don't mind if she laughs a little bit.
Right.
No, but I would laugh with you if you would laugh.
Well, no, I don't laugh when I fall on my ass. I don't laugh, but I promise you I will. Listen, honey.
What?
The Big Brother we watched last night. We are in agreement on this, right? That show can't blow enough.
You know what? I think before long it'll be, it's similar to our beach experience. Too many people in too small a space. So they will be ready to kill each other soon. And
I think
then
it's
going to
get violent. I think it's going to get violent.
Really?
I really do.
Right now it's like a boring cocktail party. Why are you watching somebody else make small talk? If you were there, you'd be looking at your watch and thinking, I wonder if I can go home now.
Although when I got up this morning, Frieda said to me that she had been on the Big Brother website last night and that it was much more exciting watching it on the website. So this morning, after she said that to me, I got on the computer.
No, you misunderstood.
Pardon me?
I never said the word exciting with that.
You said it was better than the TV show.
Well, I said because I was sitting there on the computer, and I do our checkbook on the computer. So in the background, in another window, I could just have that going, and they were making boring small talk there. So no, it wasn't interesting. It just wasn't,
You said it was better than the show was.
Well, I don't even remember saying that.
Well, you did. So this morning, right after you told me that, I went to the computer, and I logged on to BigBrother2000.com, and I witnessed the guys sleeping, and when I finally got the sound going, two of them were snoring their heads off.
Yes.
And you're watching on that day glow, that night vision camera
night vision,
thing.
Sure. That means you're watching them sleep.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, how boring. You know, maybe if they drooled a little bit.
No, there was nothing happening.
No.
And that show last night, you know, it's unfortunate that even though I now know that they're on a one-day delay, that they didn't have enough good stuff to put into that show last night to make it interesting.
Real World kicks its ass. Yeah. I mean, really. I mean, when you look at the real world, you've got real stuff going on, and you've got younger people, and they're more interesting to watch. You know, this is just... It'll get better as time goes on. I think it'll get better as they get more comfortable. You're going to have more altercations, but they better be careful because you got the thing about Survivor. Survivor starts bam right out of the chute. That was exciting.
And but in this show's defense, I do like that they have the older people and the younger people and all different kinds.
Well, I feel bad for the guy who's our age and the mom who's our age because
I like the roofer.
They're paired up together.
Right.
Well,
what I mean is, you know, they're going into their clique.
They're going to do it.
The guy.
They are going to do it like wild animals.
I don't think so.
Her marriage is over. They interview the husband. You know that marriage is over. That husband did everything except come out and say, we're through.
But who wants...
He has abandoned her family.
Who wants to do that, lady?
Oh, the roofer. Look at him.
You're homo for the roofer.
I think the roofer's a stud.
The roof is on fire.
The guy that was the roofer, to get a look at his wife, he'd be trade enough.
He would definitely...
He
and his wife looked exactly alike.
That is true. So he'd be trading up if he went with the older lady.
All right, honey. Well, listen. Just wanted to say I love you.
All right. Thanks, Boo.
All right. I'll see you after the show.
I love you too.
All right.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Very nice.
There you go. All of that tied up in a nice little radio
for you. There
it
is.
And there it is.
There it is.
Mike, I do have a bit of good news for you.
What's that?
That my wife gave me today.
What is that?
She came down with our copy of a Washingtonian magazine.
Yes.
And in that best and worst,
yes,
we were once again voted everybody's favorite radio show.
Are we at the top of the pile?
Yeah.
Again?
Yes,
oh,
again.
Oh, that's good.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I like that.
So thank you to the readers of Washingtonian magazine.
Well, once again, that publication is smiling on us, and you know, as someone who had a blow-by-blow description of J-O in their last...
you never forget.
Well, I was very embarrassed by that last article, and so now I'm glad to see that, you know, that's where I'm comfortable when we're in that little best and worst thing. It's very, very, very nice.
So it was nice. So, you know, she came down, she said, look at this, this will make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately, I didn't look at where they have, it's the reader's poll, they have the best and the worst. I immediately, because this is just the way I operate, I looked at the worst first,
right?
And I said, oh, look at this. We're third worst. I said, why would you show that to me? They have a category that says the best radio show, and then the radio show you'd most like to tell to shut up.
Right.
So I looked immediately to the worst page, and I thought, that's what she was showing me.
Oh, good.
And I said, oh, come on, there's nothing good about this. I don't like being the third show people want to tell to shut up. And she said, I didn't even see that. Look, you guys are the favorite show.
That is perfect.
Right.
If we're the third that people want to tell to shut up, and then we're the first that people like, I think that's
right.
That combination is
great,
unbelievable.
Great accomplishment. That's right. Thank you to the good people of Washingtonian Magazine.
Maybe we should go to that party they have now. You know, since we're number one.
You know, I think we have to be invited to that party.
But don't they invite only the number one people? And didn't they do
haven't we won that thing like 8 years in a row? And have we not gotten an invitation since like maybe 10 years ago?
Aren't they supposed to give you something that like a certificate?
They used to, but
they used to. You have one, don't you?
I have two from like way back when we started doing the show together. But then after a while, they stopped inviting us and they stopped sending us the little certificate thing.
We didn't do anything at the party, did we?
I think we might have one time.
Like one of our great, like we got a nice award and now we're going to be obnoxious about it?
We might have. I think there was one year that they asked us to like co-host it or something. But it was in a big hotel downtown and
we were really angry.
We may have been. Well, you know, we had to get up the next morning at 5 o'clock to do a radio show. And
see, if they had it again, I'd love to be. I mean, that's one that I actually value. I really do. I know you feel the same way, that's one of those little things you get, that it is a reader's poll. And, you know, unlike some radio stations, we don't fix it here. We don't have people.
Oh, there's this guy, the grease man.
Listen, oh, my God. They used to stuff the ballot box.
This guy, the grease man, his radio station would spend $10,000 a year. DC 101 would spend $10,000. They would go out and buy $10,000 worth of the Washingtonian Magazine that had the entry blank for your favorite disc jockey.
Put in his name, and he still didn't win.
That was a well-known fact.
He never won.
That was in their promotional budget.
It's hysterical, it really was.
So anyway, thank you. That was a very nice, it was a nice start to my day. You know,
good.
Mended the fences with my wife.
Good.
You know, we rap about Big Brother. Got the Washingtonian thing together.
It's a good day.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. Got my plexiglass today. I'm getting used to the nutty setup in this studio, even though your microphone is still number four when it should be number two.
Yeah, and it still sounds a little, just a little weird. It sounds like, I guess it's the processing, the new processing they have. It sounds like when I'm talking, I almost like I hear a slight delay from, do you get the same thing on your microphone?
They told me that they are working on the process.
Okay, good, very good.
They're working on it. It should sound good. Listen, today's show is just friggin' jam-packed. I'll make no bones about this. We have perhaps the lamest TNT guest we've ever had on this show.
Well, who is it?
Okay. You know, we're only doing this so we can give away $16,000 in about a month from now.
Very good.
And later in this show, we're going to ask someone to call in and actually do the interview to win a prize and qualify for the $16,000, because I have never, ever heard of Wes Studi before.
No.
Right.
Is he one of the Indians in Last of the Mohicans?
Yes, he is, which is the movie on TNT this weekend.
Was he in Dances with Wolves?
Yes, he was.
Ah, I know who it is then.
And he was also in Geronimo, an American Legend.
Yeah, there are two guys that were in both, I think.
Well,
he's the young guy. Does it say what character he played in Dances with Wolves?
He was the toughest Pawnee.
That he's the young guy.
Well, I have no idea who the frig he is. All I know is that they're giving us $16,000 to give away. I think it would be a lot easier if they would just give us the money to give away and say, guys, for 3 minutes, do what we're doing right now. Mention that TNT is going to be playing Last of the Mohicans tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
It's a good movie, Last of the Mohicans. I mean, it's a good, if you like that kind of stuff.
I like my F-Troop Indians, though.
I know.
You know, I mean, when I see Indians
on... That's a comedy Indian, though.
When I see Indians on TV, I want to be just regular pale faces who are wearing Indian makeup.
Like on F-Troop.
Like on F-Troop.
The Hakawi tribe.
The what?
Hakawi tribe.
Where the Hakawi?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's That's right. You know, like when they walk up to Agarn and go, hey, Agarn, how's it hanging? And you go, hey, Indian dude, it's hanging pretty good. I mean, there was no dialect. There was no nothing.
Who says I'm dumb?
So we got that coming up today.
Okay.
That's the low point today. The lame-o guest. Also, we do have, and he might be standing by now, the reinvented Dennis Murphy on the show today.
There is he here?
I believe he's here.
Cool.
Also, we'll have Dan Fouts on to talk about the new Monday Night Football lineup.
Dan Fouts, who I do believe is probably has the toughest assignment of all three of those guys, because he's, you know, what's he going to do?
He's going to be the new GIF.
Yeah.
I mean, Al Michaels will do the play-by-play. Dennis
right.
Miller will be funny. And eventually, Dan Fouts would be put in a plexiglass coffin and an ESPN zone like they did with GIF.
Very difficult position.
But what it means is eventually Dan Fouts will have to find out what wife he's on, because if he follows the path of GIF,
right.
he will dump his first wife.
That's right.
Dump his second wife. Mm-hmm. Then marry a woman who's very hot but grows into becoming TV's favorite bitch.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Name That Tune's not on the air right now. So who knows where that woman will come from.
And at some point, Dan Fouts will be able to have great sex with a stewardess with gigantic boobs, and he'll be on the cover of the Globe.
Dan Fouts.
They're already setting up the cameras.
And Chuck Stossel's coming in today. We have a bunch of hate mail for Charlie Stossel. We have a brand new low-budget Jeff R.D. All of that for you on today's show. Is Dennis here?
The reinvented Dennis Murphy?
If he's here, I'd like to just get this out of the way, right away.
Absolutely. Here comes Charles Broyhill.
To meet the new reinvented Dennis Murphy.
Eating. Shocker.
Hi, Charlie.
Hello.
Step up to microphone number 2, which actually should be microphone number 4. Oh, come on, don't do this. Don't go.
I thought you said 2.
No, no.
I thought you meant to move.
No.
Oh.
That is microphone number 2, which should be microphone number
4. How's that?
This is microphone
is
number 4.
Okay,
stop effing with me. Just talk into that one, into microphone number 2.
Leave the pretty colors alone, right?
Where is, what is he doing?
Bastard.
What is he doing?
He's
I showed him I could turn on the monitor, that I'm not like a monkey where you just, I know I'll get distracted.
You can't do anything.
I know I can't do anything with it, but I showed you I could turn it on.
Is this what you guys were arguing about before the show tonight?
Not really. We don't have fake arguments, but I mean, it was just like, he said, I said, why are you turning that off? And he said, because it'll distract you. And I said, no, it won't. And then he said, yes, it will. No, it won't. Yes, it will.
The computer monitor that you have?
Yeah, but I turn it on, and it's a functionless monitor because it can't do anything unless I've got the little mouse to control what's going on. And that's that. Just out of curiosity.
Yes.
Like during the commercial breaks?
Uh-huh.
Would I have internet access here?
No.
Is there any way? Not at all? I couldn't do that?
No.
Well, why is there a little thing that says Internet Explorer on here?
Well, because it's loaded on with the computer.
Okay.
It's just there.
Okay.
I could erase that if, you know, send it to the recycle bin if you like.
Don't worry about it.
No?
Don't you worry your pretty little ass.
So just turn it off again?
Yeah,
now.
Turn it off.
Yeah.
Turn it off. That's enough of that.
Okay.
Where is Dennis?
I think part of his reinvention is to be late.
You know what? Mm. That son of a bitch. What time did you tell him to be here today?
3:15.
And he's late. And this is coming off the fact that when he was originally supposed to reinvent himself,
right.
we let him have a pass because it was a death in the family,
mm-hmm.
and then we had him scheduled for yesterday for his reinvention, and he couldn't come down yesterday because of a prior commitment. So then we told him, make sure today he's here right now, because we knew we had all this other junk happening on today's show.
I can't believe he's late for his reinvented day.
I can.
Yeah, I know you can.
Does he have a cell phone, do we know?
Dennis, no. He couldn't drive and use a cell phone and shift.
All right, well, listen, if he can't get here, yeah, you're right.
He doesn't have a standard transmission, though.
He doesn't?
Of course not. You're right.
No,
if he doesn't get here by the time we're done with the first break,
right.
that might be the end of Dennis Murphy.
Oh, my God, what drama. Wow. Unbelievable drama.
That just might be it. When's the last time you spoke to him, Charlie?
Yesterday afternoon, about 1 o'clock.
And you were, I know you're specific with him,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he said, be here at 3:15.
Beautiful. All right, thank you, Charlie.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Here goes our producer, Carlos Broyhill.
Not here. That's very, very unusual. I would think for a big day like this, he would. He's usually here on time for his really super big days.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Radio God.
Hello, my friend.
You know, I've got both my arms and legs, but if Dennis doesn't make it, I'd be your new Dennis Murphy.
Well, you know what? If he doesn't show up by the end of this break, we will have a competition to find the next Dennis Murphy on this show.
Will the person's name have to be Dennis Murphy?
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah.
Don't know how to do it.
Yeah, there's going to be no way. I mean, we've got 12 years built up in the name Dennis Murphy.
That's right. So from that point forward, the new Dennis would be referred to as Dennis. We'd say, hi, Dennis, whenever you call.
Right. It might be John Kim.
It might be, you know, really, if you want to do that, it might be necessary to legally change your name.
Well, I can
Murphy.
Do that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I want to talk. Have you guys seen that 1800 House program?
Isn't it the 1900 house?
Or, no, maybe it is 1900. It's on PBS.
But yeah, it's very much like Survivor, except what they've done is take people and they put them in an old Victorian house where they have no modern conveniences at all on PBS.
They have a computer?
No, they don't have a computer. They have money. They have no modern conveniences.
Well, I thought like they didn't have any, you know, TVs or something.
No, they don't have. They don't have showers. They don't have running water. They don't have soap.
Oh, I've heard it. Now I know exactly what you're
shampoo.
Talking about. They've got like an outhouse and stuff like that.
Right. And they busted one of the girls on that show because she snuck out of the house and went into town and bought some shampoo.
There you go.
hold on. Here's Carlos.
You know, unfortunately, with the way you're positioned now, you can't look out the window. But Dennis just came waddling by in his Superman's costume. running.
All right, well, then he's going to make it. Then he's going to make it.
Wait.
Okay, here he comes.
Wait, he's running.
All right, thank you. We'll talk about this show later.
I'm available when Dennis crashes.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Faster than a speeding bullet.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is now, late for his opportunity to reinvent himself on this show.
Gee, this is unusual. This is new.
I'll say this, that is a high-quality Superman suit he's wearing. Dennis, I'm giving you a compliment.
Do you want to sit down a minute and catch your breath really seriously? Because you just ran and you are not going to be able to breathe.
What?
They're comfortable.
What are you talking about?
You're comfortable.
I said, do you want to sit down and catch your breath?
Well, I'm fine. I'm here. I'm ready. And you know what? I'm not Superman. I'm Super D.
Super D. He came with a visual aid. He actually has a card that says Super D.
Wow.
Well, hello, Super D. We're going to treat you like someone we've never met before.
Okay.
You must be a strange visitor from another planet.
I came from the planet something like that.
I got to tell you, the suit works for me.
Now, are you
the
gonna
suit
be able,
works.
Are you going to be able to keep the suit?
Actually, I'm renting it, but I'm going to get my own copy.
I think you got to, if this is going to be part of the reinvented Dennis Murphy.
You got to wear the suit wherever you go.
You got to always wear your Superman suit.
Rent it from
really?
Yeah. It's a high quality suit. It's like a Dean Cain suit.
Hey, you know, look.
Could you buy this suit? This one fits you like a glove.
I know, but I'm going to get me... I'm gonna get a better suit.
And Dennis, you know what? You need a yellow belt. Superman didn't have a black belt.
I know, but...
A dress belt. A thin dress belt.
The white belt was a little bit too small.
Do you have hard shoes on or do you have Superman boots on?
He has Superman sneakers on.
He has what?
Superman sneakers with like cloth over them. Red cloth.
What?
You know what you need? You need those Superman boots that go up your calf is what you need. Are you going to be getting that?
If I'm okay, I'll wear it.
And Dennis, I don't think Superman wore an undershirt.
I know, but I don't want my underarms to get limit.
Oh, you don't want your underarms to penetrate the suit.
Okay. Uh-huh. Have you lost weight?
I'm not a couple pounds.
You look like you've lost a little weight.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, I'm ready to go. Come on, we're going to go.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, the new engineer is going to get us mostly. I'm more positive about myself. I'm more sure about myself. And I'm okay with women, so I'm fine.
You're what with women?
I'm doing fine with the women.
You're doing fine with the women?
Yeah.
So the new reinvented Dennis Murphy is more positive and more confident.
Confident and more sure of himself.
More sure of himself.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
Has the new Dennis Murphy gotten laid recently?
You know that story.
Has the reinvented Dennis Murphy been to a dentist recently?
Four months ago. Yeah.
How are the reinvented Dennis Murphy's feet looking these days?
They're looking a lot better.
Looking a lot better.
Yeah.
Can you do any super stunts? I mean, being as you are wearing a real, honest-to-God Superman suit.
Well, you call this a stunt?
You've done that for years.
Oh, okay.
What he's doing is he's wiggling around his stump.
Yeah,
he wiggles the stump.
Okay.
Buzz, I've got to ask Buzz a question.
Yes.
Remember a couple of weeks ago when Dennis...
I do. Hi,
when Dennis told you about his plan?
I do remember
that. Was this the plan he described to you?
This is pretty much it. Yeah, this is the plan. Right?
Super D.
Super D, is that going to be your new name, Super D?
It's all about the suit.
Look back.
Super D.
What will Super D? What will Super D be doing? What will it be his new thing? What does he do besides say, you know, what do you want me to do?
I'll be looking and stuff. I will go out and talk with people. I say, hi, my name's Dennis. Will you talk to me?
Well, what you say? My name's Super D.
Okay.
How about Super Dennis? I think Super Dennis.
Okay.
Works.
Hello, this is Super Dennis.
All right, here's your first assignment. Here's what I want you to do. Wearing that suit,
yeah.
I want you to go down the street to where there's a big shopping center down there.
Uh-huh.
Find a payphone and call us up.
Okay.
And I want to hear you talk to people.
As Super Dennis.
And introduce yourself as Super Dennis.
Okay.
From the planet Rebo.
Planet Rebo, okay.
From the planet Rebo. You were sent here by your dad, Morel.
Morel?
Morel.
I'm a Jack. By my father, Jack.
Do you know, seriously, if you're going to be Super Dennis, you are in some way going to have to fight crime.
Oh, yeah. I will fight the crime.
You're going to help the citizenry. You have to do some good for people.
Hey, how about you go in front of a grocery store and offer to help ladies with their bags?
Perfect.
Nice. I love that.
Don, that is exactly what you should do.
Why don't you go to Safeway, right? Do you have a cell phone?
Hey, you know, one hand, right. Driving, not good, not a good idea.
You don't need it driving, even though we know that somebody gave you that out a minute ago.
No,
Charlie gave you that out.
Really? Would you clock me on the phone, driving, like,
Super
talking?
Dennis. Super Dennis, hold it a second.
Okay, Super Mike, what do you want?
A cell phone can be used outside of the car. I don't know if you've seen
that.
People maybe walking around malls.
They're used
all the time now, Super Dennis.
I know
what I've noticed one thing? Super Dennis sweats just as much as the old Dennis Murphy does.
No, I think I'm sweating a little bit less.
Have you thought about losing the glasses to go with the Superman look?
No, if I move the glasses, I'm blind.
But you can't see at all?
Have you
thought about getting some new glasses? Maybe some new space-age glasses instead of those old... No, they're not. They're conservative frames. They're very conservative. They're rectangular, ugly frames.
Superman conservative in a way?
Yes, but you're Super Dennis. You're not... That was Clark Kent.
Okay. You have the black rim glasses, but let me update it with wire rim glasses.
No, really get some space-age frames for your prescription.
Some crazy, crazy...
Really crazy frames.
Crazy glasses.
Well, I'm kissing out there. I wouldn't.
Have you thought about getting some, like, dippity-doo or something and making your hair go into that curly Q in the middle like Superman does?
Hey, does anybody in the building have any gel, any styling gel, so we can get. We've
Robbie
got some.
Does. Okay, good. You'll
Dennis,
be able to,
we're going
to
give you a Super D.
You will be able to fix your hair. And Lisa, who is always anxious to help us out on the show, Lisa, if you wouldn't mind coming in now. You can actually mold Dennis's hair. Oh,
I like Super Dennis.
Oh,
I like
you,
the whole concept.
Thank you.
I do indeed. I really do. I like the suit.
You know, unlike Superman who can have sex with women, I can have sex with women.
Super Dennis can
have all the sex you want.
Hey, Lisa, who has the hair junk, Robbie?
It's coming up right now.
When the hair junk comes, Lisa... Would you mind making Dennis's hair into that curly Q thing that Superman has?
Make slick it all back. Make him as Super Dennis as he could possibly be.
Absolutely, you got it.
Very good.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Super Dennis.
What are you doing tonight, babe?
Oh my God.
Going out?
With me, right?
No.
No.
Dennis, Super D.
Oh God.
You know you have a cell phone, don't you, Lisa?
Not with me.
Not with you? Does Toya have one?
Yeah.
We should just send
one. Something you'd be willing to have thrown away at the end of the day.
I think we should send one of the girls out with Dennis.
I think it's a good
idea. Like the Safeway.
A Super Dennis assistant.
You know what? I was going to go get something to eat anyway, so I
can go. You can take him?
So,
okay, good.
Convenient. Okay.
Super Dennis.
I'm putting you out.
Oh, Super D, you know I love you.
Oh, I know, huh?
It's a...
Hey, stop. Behave yourself.
Is Super Dennis's breath any better than the old Dennis Murphy's?
I'm breathing through my mouth right now.
It's not that bad.
I like Super Dennis. I do. I like the reinvented Super Dennis.
Oh, yeah.
I do. I really do.
Can't you like?
You're welcome.
I'm here to impress you.
Excellent.
And the one and only Donald.
You have impressed us, Super Dennis.
Oh,
very good.
I couldn't
the suit, you know, I think it all hinged on the suit.
You needed a gimmick, Dennis.
It was simple, but it worked. I think simple was better this time.
And you know what? Unlike one of those suits that you would get in the grocery store around Halloween time, this is a quality Superman suit that has the embroidered S on the front.
That's right.
Got the nice big yellow S on the back of it.
You've done it, Dennis. You've succeeded. I have to tell you, you've succeeded. And now, you know, you're going to be doing all the things you're going to be doing will be helping the citizen, actually.
I'll be helping the citizen. Melvin, Virginia, D.C.
Super Dennis, hold on a second. I think it's very important. The more I think about this, the more this becomes very clear to me. Super Dennis doesn't take at all. Super Dennis only gives of himself. So everything that Super Dennis does,
Now you're really going to push him,
is to give back to people.
Brilliant.
Not to take from anyone, not to take anything for free, not to receive anything, to give and give, to give of yourself.
All right, hold on. Lisa's fixing his hair right now.
Very good.
Oh. Now, you know how Superman has that, like, curly cue that comes right down the middle?
It's not slick back.
No, we don't like the Dean Cain look. We like the old-time Superman where he had, like, a curly cue coming right down.
It's all greased back, and then there's a little curly cue down there.
Down the middle of his forehead.
There you go.
Now, there is some hazardous work right there.
Oh, come on.
As she runs her hands through Super Dennis's hair.
And she's taking what little is left on top of his head and putting it into the curly cue. Now, you have to grease back the rest of it, too.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Right. Boy. His hair looks like Barney Fife's. Remember when Barney Fife used to muss up his hair?
Yeah. She did a great job with the curl, though. That's
great. Look at the curl. I can't see. I got to wait till he turns around.
Show down the curl.
Yeah. That's perfect.
That is perfect, Dennis.
That's good, Super Dennis.
Can't do gong.
Okay.
All right, now the rest of it. There we go.
And I guess your dad's name, if anybody asks, your dad's name will be Stump L.
Stump L. My dad from Stump L from the planet.
You're from the planet Morel. You're from the planet Morel, and your dad's name is Stump L.
That's perfect.
Look at that.
Hey, that looks great.
That's a great curl.
Yeah. Super Dennis.
He stands taller in a suit.
Hey, Buzz, you got to do that. You're the one for that job. Give him a Super Dennis. It's Super Dennis.
It's Super Dennis.
Reinvented himself on the show.
Thank you, Mika.
Now what we need is, hey, Toya, you got your cell with you? Okay. Congratulations. You're now Dennis's chauffeur. Please take him down the street either to the Giant or Safeway. Call us on the hotline from your cell phone and let us hear Dennis actually helping ladies with their groceries.
That's right. Absolutely. Would you like to have your groceries loaded into your car? I'm Super Dennis.
I'm Super Dennis from the planet Morel, and my father is named Stumpel.
Stumpel, yes.
Stumpel. Well, I think Stumpel sounds better.
Well, no, it's a takeoff on Superman.
Okay,
Stumpel. It's Superman's dad. It was Jor-El, and Superman's name is Kal-El.
Okay, Kal-El, okay.
Your dad's name was Stump-El.
Okay, so now, did you like this invention?
Hold on. Whenever you're going anywhere, whenever you arrive, I know you don't want to run all day because I know that'll kill you.
Yeah.
But whenever you arrive, like the last few feet, like when you're walking out on the sidewalk here, you should put your hands out in front of you and run like you're flying.
Fall down on the ground.
No, don't fall on the ground.
Just kind of jump.
Huh?
Just when you get somewhere, get a running start and jump with your hands in front of you.
Just start back. No, Dennis. Yeah, that's it.
That's good. Right. And then announce that you are Super Dennis.
Super Dennis, at your service.
That's it, at your service.
Here to help.
Could you leave a hand?
Yeah, there you go.
I am here to help. I am here to give, never to take.
I can take a glimpse or two, right?
Yes. Super Dennis, we wouldn't want to be totally cruel.
Okay.
Just don't beg.
Yes, Super Dennis. Yes, but right, Buzz, absolutely no begging.
I don't want to beg.
Okay. Then get out of here right now. You know what? Okay. I think you could lose the sign that says
Super Dennis. Yeah,
the sign sucks. Yeah. That was my invention, so that sucks.
All right, see you, Super D.
See you later, D.M. And let's go play.
Helping the citizenry. He's Super Dennis.
We got to get him a yellow belt, though. Superman has, like, a black dress belt around his pants.
And do you believe that he's ordered a costume?
No.
No.
But he'll have to buy it now.
Right, he will.
Yeah. I mean, because that's a high-quality Superman suit.
Yeah, I mean, I bet that's a really good one. He could even probably get a better one. I'd like to see him get the calf boots.
I know what you mean, the boots. The ones that go all the way up to his knee almost.
Absolutely. Super Dennis.
Well, he's certainly not in a super hurry to get down the hallway.
I wanted to see him run by with his hands outstretched like he was faster than a speeding bullet.
Maybe down the sidewalk.
There he goes.
There he goes.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
There he goes.
Super Dennis.
All right, well, get him over to the grocery store right away to help ladies with their groceries.
Fantastic.
And Toya can stand there with the telephone. We can hear everything. I guess For now,
yep.
His job as our number one stooge is safe.
You know, he could have made it more complicated. I think he succeeded by keeping it very simple.
Yeah, high-quality Superman suit. Listen,
he's Super Dennis. Super Dennis now. That's right, Super Dennis, who is now no longer going to take. He's only going to give.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Radio Gods.
Hi there.
Hi, I'm wondering, is there a correlation between Superman's sperm and Super D's breath?
This might be another our very first Dennis Hayer.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hey, it buddy.
B.O. Bob.
Is this B.O. Bob? Bob Seska? Bob Seska. Hey. B.O. Bob.
Hey, hello.
The stinkiest intern. This guy had the worst B.O. of any intern ever on the show.
Oh, my God. The myth perpetuates.
Hey, man, no myth. We were all here. We all smelled it, Bob.
So, B.O. Bob, what's up?
I just wanted to call you guys. I actually got a call from a guy named Jeff who does, like, a computer tech show on JFK, and he wanted to have me on his show. And so I thought, you know, for the sake of loyalty, I'm going to call Don and Mike first.
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead. Go on Jeff's show. That's fine. You know, promote yourself. Are you still doing that internet cartoon thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, it's huge.
Give it a plug.
Oh, yeah, it's campchaos.com.
Camp Chaos.
Yep.
Right. B.O. Bob. And you know, Buzz, he gets all teary just when he hears your voice.
I do. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Buzz. How are you?
You know, B.O. Bob, technically, as Buzz will tell you, was not our intern. Technically, B.O. Bob was Buzz's intern.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
And did a very funny call to the Grease Man one night that we played.
Yes,
we still played the tape of that when you did that. It was funny as hell. It really was.
All right, B.O. Bob, we got to go.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. B.O. Bob.
There you go.
He's a good boy. Just calling him for some permission to go on another show.
I think he took care of that B.O. problem, too.
Yes, he did.
I think
Hello.
He did. It was more of a laundry problem.
Don and Mike show.
That when you did that, it was
please turn your radio down.
B.O. Bob. Is Don and Mike there?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Super Dennis, why can't you take care of these people? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, yo, guys.
Yeah.
I got a super boner to put right up Super Dennis's bunker today, baby. Mookie.
You know, Dennis, he gets the calls, doesn't he? He really does.
A lot of people were rooting for failure with Super Dennis.
That is true. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you guys, welcome back from vacation.
Thank you.
Hey, I got a kind of a wild story you guys might not believe about Dan Fouts, but you can verify it with Rudy there. If you want to talk to him about it later.
What? What is the story about Dan Fouts?
About 20 years ago when he was playing, he missed about 4 or 5 or 6 weeks because supposedly of a shoulder injury. He separated his shoulder during a game.
Right.
What had actually happened is he was shot in the back of his shoulder climbing out the window of his girlfriend's house by her husband.
Yeah, we'll ask Dan Fouts about that.
Yeah, right. No problem. That
Thank
should
you.
Make for a real good interview.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
I have a new favorite superhero.
Oh, so you're a fan of Super Dennis.
I've been a fan of Super Dennis. I even like the old Dennis.
They're Dennis lovers.
I just call you every time he gets beat up.
You know, we're going to get
the call.
We're going to get the other calls, too.
Yeah, he has his supporters. He also has his detractors.
He does indeed.
Make no bones about that.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, I want to make hot monkey love with Dennis Murphy while Mike photographs me J-O-ing to Buzz. Thank you.
It's the magic of Dennis Murphy.
Yeah,
that that's why we get these kind of calls.
He brings them out. Listen, Dennis has reinvented himself.
Mm-hmm.
He is Super Dennis.
Right.
He's on his way to the grocery store. We'll see how he does on his first day of giving, not taking. Important motto for Super Dennis.
I am Super Dennis. I give. I do not take.
What, you want to offer me something? I cannot accept.
You
must refuse, for I am Super Dennis.
Except for free beers. We already gave him permission
right.
for that.
From the planet Morel. Sent here by my father, Dumpel. And my mother, Cunnell. Listen, clear these lines. Oh, you know what? I forgot about this. We have a brand new, never-before-heard secret sound that we will unveil for you today.
Very exciting.
That's why you're calling right now. Be the 100th caller at 877-365-3636. You want a free listen?
Yeah, I do.
Here it is. There it is.
Is it a car cigarette lighter?
No, it is not. Here it is again. And I think that now that we're on secret sound number 5, we are officially going to disqualify anybody who guesses stapler or briefcase.
Very good.
Okay, because it's not a stapler and it's not a briefcase opening or closing.
God, that's tough.
Here it is one more time. A common everyday sound heard around the home.
Oh, man.
Need the 100th caller right now. Your first shot at $500.
Oh, man.
Phone number 877-365-3636.
This is the Don and Michael. Bob Crane enjoyed the Hollywood nightlife and soon found new ways to blend his Playboy lifestyle with his passion for cameras. The star began to videotape sexual encounters. As co-star Werner Klemperer recalls,
I don't know whether you'd call them pornographic, but they were erotic films of sex acts that he enjoyed filming.
Oops. Fire Toya for that.
Sit down, Danny, and listen to the Don and Mike show.
That's the great thing about being me, though.
That's right.
I'm not going to fire me. But God damn it.
You're mad at yourself right now.
Yeah.
You're very angry at yourself. You're not going to hit yourself, are you?
Yes.
He just hit himself, ladies and gentlemen.
Ow, 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 ow. I hate running a loose board.
Well, it's a new board.
Jesus H. Christ. The CD one looks like cart one.
Right.
I'm going to have to make that distinction. Stupid, stupid, stupid. Stupid, dummy, moron, idiot. Hello?
Yeah, I wanted to get the cigarette sound.
Yes, hi. Who is this, please?
This is Aaron.
Who is this?
Aaron from Northeast D.C.
Yes, Aaron, you are the 100th caller, and Aaron, you have won a free order of nachos from Taco Bell.
All right, thanks.
All right. Try Taco Bell's new freshly made chips with nacho cheese sauce. But wait, there's more. You've also qualified for a trip we're giving away on today's show.
Good.
A trip for two to Las Vegas, courtesy of ID4 Independence Day on DVD. Trip includes airfare, hotel, accommodations at the Hard Rock Hotel, enrollment for the winner in a full-day Air Combat USA training program.
Yeah.
And a leather flight jacket.
That's very exciting.
God damn, I hit myself hard in the head. Independence Day on DVD. So we're giving that away later today.
And you punched yourself in the sternum.
Later today.
Today.
Now, are you ready to be the first to go for $500 with Secret Sound number 5?
Yes, sir. I think I have it.
You think you have it?
Wow. I mean, the very first guest, this is very exciting.
Yeah.
You will lose all prizes if you say stapler or briefcase.
Okay.
All right, we'll play you the sound now. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Robert Kulak.
And we wish you
Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is, a brand new sound. A common, everyday sound. And if you have it, you will shut everybody else out and be the first-time winner.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Because nobody's ever just answered it cold on the first time.
No way.
Never. Even when we used to offer $10,000.
That's right.
Well, I got it, I think.
What is it for $500?
Okay, is it someone painting through the yellow book, the yellow pages?
Were you really confident?
Yeah.
Listen to the sound again.
Should have said stapler.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, thank you. Hold on, please.
Okay.
We're all ready for the big celebration.
Yeah. Right. Somebody paging through the yellow pages with metal fingers.
My God.
Hold on a second. I think we have Super Dennis online.
Super Dennis.
And I also want to set, Robbie, would you pick up 444? I want to set something else in motion here also, that we have this lame TNT interview.
Yes.
Coming up with this guy, Wes Studi.
Studi.
Who we've never heard of before.
That's right.
Who was in the movie Last of the Mohicans.
So are we looking for somebody who's a big fan of Last of the Mohicans?
No, we're looking for somebody who can just engage this guy
in conversation.
In pleasant conversation.
Right.
Pretending to be Michael Elston.
Michael Elston. The last time we had a listener do this, he did a phenomenal job for an amateur.
So, of course, you're going to be saying you're Michael J. Elston, which is Buzz's real name. Mm-hmm. You say you're Michael J. Elston filling in for Don and Mike, who are off doing charity service today. And you have to do a 2.5 to 3 minute interview with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you can be Randy.
Right.
You can be risque.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to let him promote whatever the hell it is he wants to promote. And if you do that, You win a Weber barbecue grill and a shot at $16,000.
Wow. Last guy that did this had a great time, did a fantastic job.
Because frankly, we have nothing at all to say to Wes Studi. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an embarrassment to have him on the show, but for $16,000, we'll have him on the show.
It'd be an added bonus if you happen to know who Wes Studi is, unlike us.
If you'd like to try, call 877-365-3636. And just ahead of Super Dennis, I know that you did have a consumer update for us.
Yes, many of you may have heard me speaking about my little troubles that I had at the airport with Atlantic Coast Airlines.
Yeah.
Got a letter from Rick DeLisi, the Director of Public Relations, and he mentions in the letter that several people from the airline heard me talking about it yesterday, and he sent me a very nice apology letter. He apologized to me and all the other passengers that were inconvenienced, and there's one part in this letter that I thought was interesting, and I don't know how this is going to go over. He said, I guess he appreciates the fact that we were talking about this, and he said he's also working to get a tape of my comments to play at their next management meeting. I'd like to be a fly on the wall when they play. But, you know, how often do we complain about something around here that's really bad where a lot of other people have been involved and we get a response? We never get a response.
I got news for you. I've received nothing from Sweden about my Volvo.
That's right.
Which has been in the shop now going on 6 weeks. Oh, my car God. Has been in the shop.
So if the guy has the the presence of mind to send a letter the day after I'm talking about that, I'll give him his props. So thanks to Rick DeLisi for saying that they are going to address the problems.
Hey.
That's what the letter says, and offers an apology. So I wanted to say, give him his props for that. Rick DeLisi from United Express, Atlantic Coast Airlines, thanks for the letter.
And most important, when Mike was reading me the letter, I said, skip to the bottom. Are they giving you anything for free?
Yes. Complimentary round-trip tickets aboard United Express Atlantic Coast Airlines for me and my entire family. I wonder what the furthest location is that they serve. The furthest distance. You know, it's a regional airline,
yeah.
So it all kind of comes into the same thing. But I'll double-check and see which is the furthest away. And what is my entire family? I mean, I
who knows?
That includes my brother-in-law and my... Well, I guess Rick will have to tell me that, you know. If that includes, like, my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, their children...
I'd like to think that Buzz and I are in your family.
I think you're my radio family.
As Robbie is, and maybe even Carlos Broyhill.
So, Rick, I appreciate the offer. We're working probably on about 40 people here right now. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
This heavy breathing can mean only one thing.
That's right.
We're speaking to a visitor from another planet, from the planet Morel.
Morel!
Here is the son of Stumpel and Cunnell. Here is Super Dennis.
Hi, guys.
Oh, no, it's Toya.
It's Super
me.
Toya.
Dennis is busy helping someone put groceries in the minivan.
Oh, we need to hear that. Can you take the phone over by him?
Sure, no problem.
Okay.
Oh, he's humming. Oh.
Grunting. He's grunting because he's probably out of breath. Huh? Okay. He doesn't have the same superpowers.
Okay.
Once again, Super Dennis doesn't have the power of broadcasting. God, it must be kryptonite near the phone. Very difficult to understand what's really going on here.
I mean, it'd be hard to understand Dennis if he was speaking on a regular telephone.
Inaudible. On many levels.
Oh, Jesus. We'll just wait for Toya to call back.
Absolutely.
That was an awful sound. I don't know if that was Dennis or if that was Toya or if it was a combination because they were running or walking somewhere.
What I got, Don, was that Super Dennis, though, was helping the citizenry by loading groceries into a minivan.
But I know you, like me, what I wanted to hear was him walk up to a woman.
Hello!
Yeah, put his arms on his sides and say, I'm Super Dennis. May I help you with your basket?
Yeah, that didn't happen, though. So that would be the first, technically the first on-air failure of Super Dennis.
We will give him a couple of freebies.
Sure.
Because that was a technical glitch.
It was a technical glitch, yes. I would have liked to have Super Dennis on the phone. Ah, it seems the phone is ringing once again.
Hello?
What is the problem with the phone? I think he's screaming into it. I think that's it.
Toya's phone is not working properly.
Well, no, we hear you now. We just heard you fine when you said Toya's phone's not working properly.
Okay. Right now, I'm helping little old ladies and beautiful ladies with their bags.
He's helping little old ladies and beautiful ladies with their bags.
Have you...
You want to talk with Tom and Mike? Hold on. I'm Super Dennis. It's Tom and Mike. Talk to them.
Hi.
Are you one of the ladies that Dennis helped?
Yes.
This is. Does he look like a modern superhero to you?
Yes.
His name is Super Dennis, and he is from the planet Mor-El.
Okay.
Ma'am, has Super Dennis improved your quality of life today?
Yes.
Did he carry your bags?
Yes.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to test him. I want you to offer to give him a dollar for helping with your bags.
Brilliant.
Okay.
And see what he says.
You won't have to give him the dollar. Just offer it and see what he says.
Okay.
Say, Super Dennis, I'd like to give you some money for helping with me with my bags.
Can you say something? Hello?
Cut off.
Oh, a
couple.
Hello?
Sorry? Something's never changed.
It's the exact same.
This is the old Dennis. I know it's the phone.
Come on.
We heard the lady.
Oh, okay.
Do you understand anything?
You know what I think it is? I think it's his, partly it's his manic body spasms that he has.
And he's like this. He's like this on top of the phone.
Oh, my gosh. Can I help you with your bag?
No.
See when he calms down.
Okay, have a good night.
Good night.
I don't know what happened when the lady offered him a dollar.
Well, actually, she don't have no money for me.
She don't have no money.
No, she does not have any money.
Well, why do you say that more now than you used to? She don't got
don't
no money.
I'm not English.
Your English used to be great. I don't know what happened.
Listen, here's what I want you to do. Go over to a bank of payphones.
Okay.
And call me back on a regular payphone. Goodbye, Super Dennis. Goodbye. We have to find someone to interview this numbnuts from TNT.
Very good.
Okay, now we can either go with a guy who says he knows everything about him, or a guy... I might want to go with a guy who just says he knows nothing about him.
All right.
Hello, is this Steve?
Yes, it is.
Steve, where are you calling from?
Napa, California.
Steve, you know nothing about this guy, Wes Studi?
Never heard of him.
Do you think he can do it with mirrors and fake it?
I think I could do pretty good. Do we have any information on him at all? Like, how old's the guy? Or?
No, he's going to be in Last of the Mohicans tomorrow night on TNT.
Oh, okay, so it's the original movie. Now, I know there was an original movie made of it, and then I guess this is a the same movie, huh?
All right, you're out. Yeah.
You're out. Let's go to one of the guys who says he knows a lot about him, which could also be bad.
Yeah, it's, then it it's could like just, the last guy.
It could just be a boring, real interview, and who wants to listen to that? Hello, is this Doug? Oh, hold on. Doug?
Hello? Hello?
Doug, buddy, you know this guy. You know who he is?
I know who he is. He's been in a lot of stuff. He was in Heat. He played the Indian he looked like a Mexican guy with a pockmarked face. You'd know him if you saw him. He was in Dances with Wolves. He was the guy who got shot on the horseback by all the Indians in the tribe.
Do you think you could amuse us with an interview?
Sure. Do you want me to goof on him? I could goof on him a little bit.
I think, goofing on him, it might backfire.
I mean, you could be slightly irreverent with him,
mm-hmm.
but just don't do a regular, boring-ass interview with this guy. Hold on, let me talk to somebody else. Hold on a second, please.
Okay. Yeah, I can understand your concern.
Hello, who's this?
Hello?
Who's this, please?
It's Ken.
Ken, now do you know who this guy is, or don't you?
Yeah, I do know who he is. Yeah, he also played the role of Geronimo on a TV movie.
Right, okay. How would you handle the interview with him?
Oh, I'd probably ask him a few. He did some pretty intense scenes in, what was that? The Last Mohican. There's one part where he ripped an English general's heart out, was going to eat it.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Let's try it. Robbie?
Yeah.
Tell him that we aren't here and that he'll be talking to a setup announcer.
Well, that's Dennis.
Oh, that's Dennis.
Dennis. A lot of plates spinning right now.
Okay, hold on a second. Dennis? Dennis?
Oh, Gong, hello, Mike.
How come you didn't hear us the first time?
Okay, Dennis, call me back in 5 minutes. Bye.
5 minutes?
5 minutes.
Okay.
And that just happens miraculously to be a bad connection as well.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Hi, this is James from Bel Air.
James from Bel Air. Do you know this guy?
I've seen the movie.
There's no way that this guy could pull it off. I'm going to tell you right now.
Oh, yeah. This is what I'm going to ask him. I'm going to ask him if he likes Burger King chocolate shakes or McDonald's chocolate shakes. I'm going to ask him things like that.
You know, okay, that's not a bad plan.
Yeah, that could work.
That's not a bad plan if you just asked him real dumb questions.
Yeah, can you come up with like four or five more just totally dumb questions?
I mean, you need a lot.
On the top of my head.
You need a lot. You need a lot because you're going to have to fill 2 to 3 minutes with this guy.
No problem.
All right, then listen, we'll go with you. We'll let you try this. And don't forget, if you pull this off and you can amuse us with this boring interview, you will not only win a Weber barbecue grill, but you will be in the running to win $16,000 on August 4th.
I love you guys.
And only one person a week is qualified for this, so you have like a 1 in 10 chance of winning $16,000.
All right, I can do it.
And what's your name?
James.
And James, where are you from?
Bel Air, Maryland.
All right, now James, when this guy Wes Studi calls, you got to say that your name is Michael J. Elston, and you're doing the show today because Don and Mike are out doing charity work.
Very good.
All right.
Okay,
Michael J. Elston, you guys are doing charity work.
Mm-hmm. All right, hold on. Now, this guy, Wes Studi, now we've completely ground the show to a stop
because he's supposed to be calling right now.
Okay.
And he's nowhere to be found. Hold on, please. I'll come back to you, Michael J. Elston.
All right.
Hold on.
Meanwhile, Super Dennis is out at the bank of payphones at the supermarket with the hum.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now.
Now we're waiting. This is
we've stopped everything. This is why I hate these goddamn interviews.
This is our window of opportunity. You know, when they go out and they fly out and they do a TV show, they're sitting in a room waiting.
All right, I see now the hotline is lit up, so I think that we are trying to call him. Let me get a backup guy, just in case. Hello, Don and Mike, who is this, please?
This is Lance. How's it going, guys?
Lance. Hi, Lance. Where are you from?
Louisiana.
Well, Lance, you might be a good backup if something happens to James.
Yeah, I can ask him about crawdads and all that.
You could ask him about what?
Crawdads.
Crawdads and
crawfish.
Oh, crawfish etouffee.
Bonjour. Yeah,
you know.
All right, beautiful. So you're like a hillbilly, right?
No, not quite, no.
Are you a Cajun?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. All right.
I really don't like the word, but yeah, I guess.
Why don't you like the word Cajun?
I don't know. Just look at the water bar, you tell me.
Ah, but
hey.
You sound like Bobby, what is it?
Bobby Boucher.
Bobby Boucher.
I love the water boy. Don't diss the water boy.
That was hilarious.
The water boy is one of my favorites. Okay, we got the guy online. Hold on.
Yeah. Boy, I'd like to hear Bobby Boucher interview him. I really would.
Here we go. Let me take our microphones.
I don't think that'll do it.
You don't think that does it?
I don't think you can do that anymore on this board.
Well, you know what, then? You and I might just have to shut up. We can't make comments in the background.
All right, very good. Now, here comes Charlie Broyhill. Lots of things going on here. All right, Charlie Broyhill's looking at the board.
What are you doing?
That switch we did yesterday, you should still be able to take this out of
He's pushing buttons now. That's what I tried to do. So if I just push all those, the guy on the phone can't hear us?
Check with the guy who's doing the interview.
That's a good idea. Hold on, let me see. Hello, can you hear us?
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
Beautiful. Okay. All right. We're gonna put you on now with Wes Studi, and you get 3 minutes. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Hold on, please.
And explain what the situation is that we're off doing charity work, and you're Mike Elston. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Wes Studi, is this? Hi, am I speaking with Wes Studi?
That's me.
Hi, Wes. It's great to talk to you. My name is Michael J. Elston. I'm calling from Don and Mike's show. Don and Mike could not take the call today because we're out doing charity work, Cody House, things like that, cancer research. Good guys, but they put me in their place, and I just wanted to see if I could go through a little bit of an interview with you.
Sure.
Are you ready for that, Wes?
Sure.
All right, great. I got to tell you, I'm a big fan of yours. First of all, one question that I know a lot of people are going to want to know. Do you take a shower or do you take a bath?
I take a shower.
Okay, great. What kind of shampoo do you use?
I use Volumizer.
Oh, great. All right, here's another one, really, really important. When you have a chocolate shake, do you go to McDonald's or Burger King?
Neither one. I ask for malt.
Malt?
Yeah, I ask for malt.
That's good to know. A lot of people are going to want to know that. Actually, myself, I like vanilla shakes from McDonald's. Now, me personally, I also like a strawberry shake from Burger King, but that's me personally. What about hamburgers or hot dogs? Do you like hamburger or hot dog?
I like hamburger.
Hamburger. All right, so we're all hamburgers, malt, and you take a shower. Now, what about Fritos? Do you like corn chips or do you like the Frito-Lay?
He's doing good now.
Chester Cheetos, kind of. Do you like Cheetos or Fritos?
I like Fritos.
All right. Yeah. Les, I got to tell you, this interview is going great. There's a lot of good information. Is there anything you
okay,
like to
ask? Okay, so what does that tell you about me?
What does that tell you? One, you're clean, you like to take a shower, and you like junk food.
He's got about a minute to go.
Right.
You sound like a pretty down-to-earth guy.
You hit the mark.
One more question.
Yes.
Do you bite your toenails?
My toenails? No, I do not.
Okay. See, personally, I do. You know, I was going to ask you if you bite your fingernails or toenails. Me, I could go either way.
Uh-huh.
You're definitely not a toenail biter. What about a fingernail biter?
No.
Okay.
He's running out of gas now.
What movie do you have coming up?
I think what we're talking about here is Last of the Mohicans on the T. Turner thing, right?
Right. Where you throw the woman off the cliff, right?
Where the woman decides to jump off the cliff, and 99% of the women I have interviewed said she's nuts.
Yeah. I like that. Parts like the part where you rip out the guy's heart.
Oh, yeah. I took a bite out of it initially, you know.
Right.
I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But that was the time of Jeffrey Dahmer. Remember that?
This works for me. It doesn't.
No, I don't remember that.
So it didn't hit.
Better this guy asking these questions than you and me. Here.
Store, buying my milkshakes and eating Fritos at the time.
And biting your toenails.
and the guy's playing along.
Biting your toenails, you say.
Right.
Mr. Elston, this is the control room. You have 30 seconds left.
Oh, thank you very much. I got to wrap this up. You know, I've got a lot of really, really good information here. I'm going to go ahead and, you know, we're going to tell everyone out there in America that you basically like milkshakes. You don't go for chocolate. You don't go for strawberry. You like the hamburger. You like the Frito-Lays, and you're taking a shower.
Right.
Is there anything else you think we can add to that?
I can do all of that at once.
At once?
Yes. All at once.
You know, that's something I'd like to see.
Uh-huh. Well, get your camera out.
Somebody's heart out. That'd probably be the next thing I'd like to see.
Okay.
Mr. Elston, your next interview is waiting. You must move on.
You must move on.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Wes, it's been a pleasure.
Great. Bye.
Okay. How'd I do?
You did some ass.
Excellent job.
You did me proud.
Hold on a second.
Way to go. I love the milkshakes.
Hold on just a second. Let me see. What line does that get? Line 3. All right, James.
Yes,
you pulled that out of your ass. Excellent job, James.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you for saving us from that horrendously boring interview.
That was a wonderful job. And, you went on your interests, which obviously are junk food and showers.
Exactly.
And toenails and fingernails.
And you do eat your own toenails, James?
No. I actually just... You know, like to bite them off and then just chew on them for a little while.
Yeah. And
them out.
And you actually somehow managed, one of you guys worked in the plug for the fact that The Last of the Mohicans airs tomorrow night at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on TNT.
Amen.
So now, because you've saved us, you've saved our dignity, you've saved our listenership, you, James, have won a Weber Barbecue Grill courtesy of TNT. Don't miss Last of the Mohicans tomorrow night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central on TNT. And now, you're qualified to win $16,000 in birthday wishes.
I could use it.
Be listening to the show on Friday, August 4th, when one person who's done one of these lame interviews wins $16,000.
Excellent.
James.
You guys are the gods. You're
James,
the best.
You saved our ass. You really did. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hold on a second, please.
Good job. Hold on. He did good. And you know what I liked is during that, we didn't get one. We got two recaps of what Wes Studi liked to eat and the way he used to take care of himself.
And we got a guy here on the phone who says he had a friend who interviewed Wes. Is this James? What? Hello? James.
Yes, how are you doing today, sir?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
Yeah, I had a friend in high school did a competition called National History Day. This was like 7 years ago. And he interviewed Graham Greene and Wes Studi. The three times he called Wes Studi, this was through Wes Studi's publicist, he was drunk off his ass, was lit, taped the phone calls. It was hilarious. Ended up not being able to use the interviews and stuff. The teacher wouldn't let him use
it. Wait a minute. Is this your friend that was drunk on his ass or Wes Studi?
Wes Studi was blitzed out of his mind, like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Maybe he likes fire water. There you go.
You know, I don't know. Who knows?
They always say engines cannot hold fire water. So.
Bring in your stink weed.
That's nice. Engines. Fantastic. Way to go.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Take it easy, guys.
Bye.
John Wayne Jr.
Thank you, my friend. Okay, well, you know, thanks to James for saving us from that awful interview.
James did a fine job, and we found some stuff out about Wes Studi.
I think probably a lot of you wonder out there, you know, where Mike and I have the level where we whore ourselves out to, and that's the level. Enable to give you guys $16,000, we'll talk to a lame person like Lance Studi.
That's great.
Because Wes Studi.
They're not going to give us the money here, that's for sure.
Called him Lance Studi. Lance was one of the backup guys. Lance, thanks. Sorry, though.
Okay, buddy.
Okay, you're the Cajun guy, right? Bobby Boucher?
Yes, sir.
Right. Thank you, Lance.
Peace out.
All right, bye-bye. See you later. Now, Dennis's 5 minutes have passed.
Very good.
Now, all we got to do is just wait for Super Dennis to call back.
Excellent. Maybe he was monitoring the station, and he'll be calling right now.
Not a friggin' chance.
Nope, not a chance, and I'm sure he'll call on that same line that'll be going,
Do we have Toya's cell phone? Can we call Toya to tell her to call us now?
I'll ask Charlie.
Yeah, let's see if we can find out.
Super Dennis's first on-air routine going swimmingly.
Stand by. Stand by for some very heroic acts from Super Dennis.
Mm-hmm. Super Dennis waiting to assist the citizenry.
We said 5 minutes, right?
Right.
Yeah, five.
Right, we said five. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oops.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. I wanted to tell the guys that Wes Studi was in Mystery Men. They would probably know him from that. He played the Sphinx.
Okay, we are the guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi there. Oh, you mean he was the guy who was...
He wore a mask most of the time, but
he was a serious guy. The
guy
that had, like, a turban on all the time, right?
No. That was Hank Azaria had the turban on. Wes Studi was the mysterious guy who always talked in riddles.
Oh, the guy who taught them and had them get their costumes together and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's who Wes Studi is.
All right, thank you.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, I thought it was a fine interview.
No,
and he did it so well. With such enthusiasm.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hold on
this
a second.
This is Paul in San Francisco.
Okay, hold on, please. I have an emergency call on line number 5. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing? Super Dennis, can I help you?
Here he is, Super Dennis, calling us from a payphone
at a supermarket.
Right by the Giant.
All right, you're in a giant supermarket.
Yeah.
All right, let me hear you talk to the citizens and offer your services, please.
Well, actually, the phone is about 100 yards from the door.
All right, well, yell then.
Hello. Hi there. Can I help you with your bag?
Hold it. Dennis,
stop.
Can you hear anything?
Huh?
Dennis.
Dennis.
I am Super Dennis. I am here to assist the citizenry. May I help you take your bags to your car, citizen?
Okay.
Not just can I help you with your bags.
Okay. This is Dennis. Hello, how you doing?
It's not working. I'm sorry. I hate to say that. It's not working.
No, it's not.
It's not working. Super Dennis sucks as bad as the old Dennis.
Oh, God.
Hey, I thought you were not going to be that way.
No, I'm trying. I'm trying to be. I am positive.
Let me hear you try it again.
Hello. This is Super Dennis.
There you go. That's better.
Now help you carry your bag.
You need a little of that negative motivation.
Hello?
Say hello, I'm Super Dennis. I'm here to help.
Hello? My name is Super Dennis. I'm here to help. You need help with carrying your bag. Hello?
Hello?
Okay.
People are running away?
Yeah.
Are people fleeing from you in terror?
Tell people not to be afraid of your super breath.
Actually, I took a Kit Kat.
You ate a Tic Tac. Yeah, all the more reason not to fear your super breath.
Hi! How you doing? My name is Super Dennis. Here's a helpless goodness lady. I'm Super Breath Beginner. Can I carry your bag, please?
It's good. He's getting better.
He's trying now. He's
getting
trying.
Much better.
Oh, hi there! Hey, lady, can you come down here, please? Lady? Well, come down here, please. Don't let them talk to you.
No. Why does he say we want to talk to
him? Because he doesn't want to do anything himself.
No, God, I just want to prove that. Okay. He's running away. God damn it.
Oh,
Super Dennis.
some profanity.
I don't think Super Dennis should let go with the GD while he's wearing the suit.
No, that's not. That's a disgrace to the suit.
Oh, Nice mail. Can I help you? Hello, my name is Super Dennis. I'm here to have a serious meeting on Fairfax, Virginia. Can I call you back? Oh, hold on. Hey, do you want to talk to this guy, Don Mike?
Why do we want to talk to him?
Okay.
Do something for him.
I don't care who's back. Come on.
This is like...
Mike?
Hey, hello?
Hi.
Hi, Toya?
Yeah.
Hi, what the hell is he doing, Toya?
Okay, this guy has been walking back and forth, and he felt sorry for him, so he's like, hey, man, I feel really bad for you. You want to go carry my bag? It's just a thing of Pringles in a bag.
Is Dennis now assisting the gentleman by bringing the Pringles to his car?
Yeah.
There you go, that's...
He's the guy to his car with a jar of Pringles.
That's good.
And he's super putting Dennis. Bag in the guy's car.
A jar of Pringles, Toya?
Uh-huh. Now he's chasing this lady who came out of a video store.
Ah, good.
All right, well, tell us what he's saying to her.
Now he's harassing another lady from the video store.
Oh, he's not harassing, Toya. He's simply...
He's offering the help.
He's offering help.
Right.
From Morrell. They're not accepting his help, guys.
This has been an awful, awful experiment today.
Truly has. Truly has.
It's been an awful experiment.
That's right. But remember, Toya, he assists the citizenry. He is not harassing anyone.
Yes, assisting. Assisting.
Do people appear to be scared of Super Dennis?
The kids are very afraid.
Sure,
the older people are extremely paranoid.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, like, your middle-aged people who are just looking at him, and they seem to drift further and further away from the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, listen, here's what you do. I want you to just... I'm screaming. I want you to just keep track. Mm-hmm. Put him back in front of the giant.
Okay.
And see how many people he helps out. Call us back.
Some lady says hi. She's like, hi, Dennis. This really hot chick riding by in a sports car.
Oh,
and
really?
Now he's chasing her.
Chasing
running after the car.
That doesn't sound like he's assisting the citizen.
Well, he's super penis at work, not Super Dennis. Toya, just keep track, please, of how many people he actually helps today.
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, goodbye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
That was my favorite part of Super Dennis, hearing him in the background when we were talking to Toya.
Hey, what a freaking mess that is. Super Dennis. I don't know. He might still be on shaky ground on this show.
Yeah, I tell you. I mean, I was waiting for the, as soon as he wanted to hand the phone to other people.
Yeah.
You want to talk to him?
And he did give us just a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
Yeah.
Aww.
When I told him that Super Dennis sucks as bad as the old Dennis.
Time out. A quick break. We'll come back. And, I bet we won't ask Dan Fouts about the time he got shot coming out of a married woman's bedroom.
I don't think that's going to happen.
That's coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, I say to Mike, we should put it up to a vote. But we can't really put it up to a vote because if we just take phone calls, you know, that's an unfair way of
yes,
deciding
of course
if he stays
is.
Or if he goes.
So it gets down to, does he rent the suit or does he buy it?
I think you might want to rent it.
Yeah.
I think you might want to bring it back today. Not worry about renting it through the end of the show, even.
Yes.
I think Dan Fouts is on line three. Is this Dan Fouts?
Hello, hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the new Monday Night Football team, Dan Fouts.
Hi, Dan. How you doing?
Oh, hold on, Mike. I forgot to press that button, so we couldn't hear you.
I'll say it again. Hello, Dan. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for pushing the right buttons.
Sorry about that. We're in a brand new studio, and it is just bass-ackwards in here. Dan,
yeah.
How come you're the only guy from Monday Night Football? When we talked to Rudy, they said, Al Michaels not allowed to talk to anybody till after the first game. Dennis Miller not allowed to talk to anybody till after the first game.
And here is Dan Fouts, the sacrificial lamb.
Here you are.
Are you doing all the media now for Monday Night Football?
No, you know, Rudy gives you a call. You got to answer the call.
There you go.
Like the Bible, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You know, maybe he didn't, maybe I didn't get the memo. I'm not supposed to talk to anybody.
Have you had a run through with Dennis Miller, or did he just do that with Al?
No, I just did it with Al, and coming up this next couple of weeks, we're going to be all getting together and honing this new product and seeing where it's going to go.
Well, listen, unlike a lot of the small-minded sports writers in America, we think this whole thing is a great idea. I mean, Dennis Miller. I got this other guy named Dennis on the brain.
Dennis Murphy. No, it's Dennis Miller, yes. I think we both agree that Dennis Miller is a great hire. I think it's innovative, and it's I think the most exciting thing to happen to sports broadcasting in a long time.
And the question for you is, where do you see yourself fitting in? If Al Michaels is going to be the guy who calls the down and the play,
mm-hmm.
and Dennis Miller is going to throw in his witty asides, where do you fit in?
I think I'm the laugh track.
You know, that is not a bad answer. I'll tell you right now, because I was wondering about that. I was thinking, you know, one of the things a long time ago when we started to do a two-man radio show, you said, do you enjoy laughing? And I think it's important that if you, you know, you're the one that's going to be reacting to some of the shtick that's going on
Do you find Dennis Miller funny? I mean...
I do. The first time I heard that he was going to be joining us, I started laughing. And it wasn't because it was such a quirky hire, as he says, is because I think he's a funny guy. And one thing that Al and I have talked about is what happens when we do laugh, and we laugh so hard we miss a play or two, and then Al says, well, remember, we're on television, and people usually turn the sound down anyway, so we'll be in good shape.
That's such a good attitude. I tell you, I am really optimistic about this, and it's got to be exciting. I mean, it's all over Sports Illustrated. It's the talk of media right now. You got to be pretty jacked about this.
There's no question. I mean, I think Don Olmeyer created something here that he set out to do, and that's to get people talking about Monday night again in a positive vein. And here we are. It's just turned July. We don't have a game until the end of the month, and people are already talking about it, and obviously it has been good. It has been successful, and now we've got to come through with a good product. So the pressure's on us. But, you know, like you said, I think there's so much hype about it, and what I find talking to people is they want it to succeed. They want to be entertained. They want to make Monday night a special night again in watching football, and that's what we're going to try and do.
I can only imagine that your first show with Al and with Dennis will be that the Canton Hall of Fame game, right?
That's correct.
There's no better place to try out the new show than there, because that is traditionally the most boring game of the year. When by the time you get to the third quarter, they're pulling in the guys who are being inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Right.
They're talking to these guys while the game is going on. Nobody's paying attention.
Good dry run.
I think that that'll be an excellent opportunity for you guys. Have you? Let me ask something else. Have you thought that maybe you're going to be like the next Frank Gifford?
Thanks a lot.
Have you ever thought that maybe...
You know, let me tell you, I would love to have a career half as successful as Frank has had. And, you know, getting back to what you talked about, this game being a perfect start for us, I played in the 1980 Hall of Fame game against the Green Bay Packers. That game was so boring that a lightning storm came over in the third quarter.
Right, they canceled the game.
They canceled the game, and you know the score?
What?
0-0.
In the third quarter.
Well,
we may bring out the highlights of that one, too.
You just got to worry if they ever want to put you in the ESPN zone in one of those see-through coffins like they did with Giff towards the end of his career.
You know, I have a question about Don Olmeyer. I've read so much about the new lineup, and you read about this guy, Don Olmeyer. I haven't seen a picture of this guy. The way he is described in the press, is this a guy that has, like, his shirt unbuttoned to his navel and is wearing gold jewelry? I mean, what does this guy look like?
Well, no, he does not have his shirt unbuckled.
He sounds like he's a slicky boy. He really does.
Now, you know what? He's a very talented producer, and he's my boss, and I'm not going to go any further with this one.
Okay, I thought I'd put you on the spot.
And he's OJ's good friend, right?
Silence. He's not saying anything.
Have you guys discussed OJ with him at all?
You're cutting in and out on me, boy.
There you go. You handle it.
Thank you, Al.
Do you think Dennis will discuss OJ?
Again, I'm having trouble hearing you, boy.
All right, gotcha. Listen, Dan, we hope that once you guys get on the air, that you'll call back again, because nobody's rooting for you guys more than we are.
Absolutely. I think it's a great hire. It's a great lineup, and we're very excited about it.
Well, thanks for almost getting me fired before I even get on the air, fellas.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
My pleasure.
Thank you. See you later.
Bye-bye.
You're cutting in and out of
me. He's not a stiff.
No. I think, you know, and if he says he likes to laugh, that's essential. I think it's essential that one of the guys in the booth is going to have to enjoy himself and laugh when they're doing shtick. And I don't, you know, based on previous experience listening to Al Michaels, great play-by-play guy.
He's not funny.
No. And that doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that
likes
to laugh.
He's not a big laugher either. No.
Right.
Yeah. Hello, Rudy?
Yeah, guys. How you doing?
Here he is now, America's number one TV sports columnist, straight from the pages of USA Today.
And Sports Illustrated with a big feature article on Rudy's roast in Sports Illustrated.
Christ, did I read that on vacation. I laughed my ass off. You know, in last week's SI with Dennis Miller on the cover,
right,
there was a giant one-page article about a Rudy Martsky roast.
Sure.
Where they had a big picture of Rudy who looked snockered out of his mind. And he was there with all of his usual cronies like Vince Cellini and who was that stiff from the Super Bowl?
I know, the guy that was like leading people to Rudy's house.
Who's the guy that was driving the caravan?
Well, just a minute. Wait a second. Danny Sheridan?
No, it was another guy. Who was it? Who was it, Charlie?
It was Craig Sager.
Craig Sager from TNC.
Yeah,
Craig Sager, yeah. All your buddies were at that roast. Why the hell did you have it in, all places, Biloxi, Mississippi?
Well, Danny Sheridan organized this, and he lives in Mobile, Alabama, which is only about 60 miles from Biloxi. And he knew these guys from the Beau Rivage Resort Casino. It was a charity thing, and so he said, Rudy, help us out. I was the number three choice, by the way. Whoever the first two were, they couldn't do it. So I said, yeah, I'd do it for the first year. And now they might even have it again. And I'd invite you guys.
And they said that one of the highlights was up on a big screen. They had a picture of Rudy. Now, was it you on a nude beach, or was it just a picture of you?
Well, it was, you remember some of our friends at the Super Bowl, you know, the Joanne Neal from Orange County, California?
Is that the friend?
The camera happened to take a shot of me on a nude beach in St. Martin.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Did the picture show your genitals?
I think it was my back was to it, but Mouse is there. The picture show my genitals, Mouse? She said no. Okay,
did it show your ass?
I think it was my nude rump. That was it.
Your ass.
And you know, the nice thing about that roast and the review that we were reading in Sports Illustrated was at the very end they talk about you taking the dais and you doing the speaking. And
bumbling and stumbling. Finally, somebody has to come up and take the microphone out of your hand.
Well, my mistake was I wrote out my remarks.
Should have done it off the cuff.
We've seen that handwriting. And listen, I understand that there's more Rudy Martsky news. True or false, that you're going to be on that awful show, Arliss.
Awful show? You guys just lost your spot on there.
Yeah, you're going to be on Arliss, Rudy?
Well, I taped it last Friday.
Yes, unbelievable.
When is that going to air?
Mid to late August, and I'll be glad to let you guys know.
I tell you, we'll have a fun time watching it.
How many lines of dialogue did they give you?
Well, six, and they did not call me one take Rudy afterwards.
What is the plot?
Took about a half hour to get the six lines down.
What is the plot? Obviously, you're playing yourself, but in what circumstance are you brought into the show?
Robert Wald, you know, who's Arliss, ends up calling me to see if he can do a guest column for me when I'm on vacation. You guys know I'm on vacation a lot, so that was easily done. But he's representing a guy who is playing like a washed-up Vin Scully. It's actually Ed Asner, an old broadcaster. And there's a new guy like a Dan Snyder, .com guy, who's taken over the Dodgers. And he wants to clean out Ed Asner. And Robert Wald's trying to get a guest column in USA Today to defend him.
And you had about six lines of dialogue. How long did it take you on the set to complete your six lines of dialogue?
They went through a lunch call, guys. Okay,
so an eight-hour day.
No, it took over a half an hour. Let's just say that.
Over half an hour.
All right, well, let us know when it airs. Rudy, you're hot, you're happening, you're in Sports Illustrated, you're on Arliss, and you're on vacation again, right?
Well, yeah, it's July 4th week. You usually go on vacation.
July 4th week. July 4th month.
Yeah.
The life of July.
I'll be back for that All-Star game in Atlanta this coming week.
Where are you now, Rudy, just out of
Hilton Head.
Hilton Head, of course he is.
What a rough life.
Hey, Rudy, do you have a nugget for us, something we would not have known if we were not talking to you, the guru of TV sports?
Well, yeah, guys, I got a couple of background things that happened on Monday Night Football, how Dennis Miller and Dan Fouts were not on there.
All right.
Here it is. First of all, they really wanted Jimmy Johnson. He was their number one candidate when they met with him, and Jimmy surprisingly told them, no, I'm just not interested. I just don't want to do it this year. That crushed them, set them back, let's say, about a month and a half in their picks. And then Dan Fouts, first of all, came along and had a tremendous audition with Al Michaels, that Al felt so comfortable with him because he was so uncomfortable with Boomer Esiason. I mean, these guys clearly didn't get along, and according to Boomer, it was all Al's fault. But any of us who were kind of close to, we knew that Boomer was a guy that just didn't want to take any
let's say, advice from anybody. So then they were still trying to get...
I thought you wrote in your column last year that Boomer Esiason was the most improved analyst.
Yeah, well, he had improved, but, you know, there was so much behind-the-scenes things that Al just didn't want to work with him anymore.
Rudy plays both sides better than anybody I've ever met in my life.
You know what? One question I wanted to ask you, Rudy. We've been reading all these articles about with the sports establishment, talking about how this is not necessarily the greatest thing for sports broadcasting. Where do you line up on how you feel the lineup is going to do? What do you think of the pick at ABC?
Okay, well, to be as candid as I can, I had my doubts about Fouts because I've always thought that he didn't. There was a lot of, not a lot of sparks coming off Dan. He can speak well, as you can tell.
Yeah, but what about Dennis Miller? What do you think about Dennis Miller?
Well, I think that Dennis Miller is a good choice. I think that here's the type of role I see him in. He's in that fan role that they were looking to maybe have a Rush Limbaugh in. But there were so many people that wrote in and were just going to, like, boycott ABC. It was really vicious stuff that came in on Rush. They couldn't go forward with him. They turned to Miller, whom they didn't even expect to be in the booth. They just were going to maybe do a cameo with him. But he knew so much about football that they went with him. Now, what I see is that he's going to be the guy that's in there saying, how could they do that? How could they call this play? How could that quarterback have done this or that running back or that defensive back make that bad play? And that's where Fouts comes in and let's say Al Michaels, to explain it or to defend it or to discuss it.
Do you think they're going to let Dennis Miller be Dennis Miller?
Yeah, but this is where Don Ohlmeyer comes in. It happened to be on the day that we had the conference call that Ohlmeyer comes on to start the conference call and the announcement, and he says, now, Dennis is not, we're not going to have him be a stand-up comic. And then about 20 minutes later, after the end of the conference call, Dennis has gotten in about 10 or 12 one-liners. He's got everybody cracking up, Al Michaels and the guy sitting there at Ohlmeyer's house, and let alone some of the writers on a conference call.
So about an hour ago, I asked you, what do you think of the lineup? Do you think it's going to be successful?
I think it is, yes.
Okay, very good.
Oh, that is subject to change,
yeah,
as always with Rudy.
Absolutely.
If it's not, I'll say it wasn't.
All right. Do you have another nugget, or was that it?
Well, that was it. That was really it. I was going to tell you about Sterling Sharp. Here's a guy that ABC wanted in there. He never returned any phone calls.
He's a dick. Everybody knows he was a dick when he played football. He's a dick on that ESPN show. Hey, listen, you know what? I want to tell you something. For being 50, that Leslie Visser is still a pretty prime piece of ass, and we've seen her in person at your house.
Yep.
She's put together real good. How come she doesn't get some lawsuit going? Because, in essence, ABC fired her just to replace her with a younger piece of ass, Melissa Stark.
Well, Don, I think that's a stretch in this respect. We all think that, I think that Leslie's outstanding in the role that she has as a reporter. But Ohlmeyer wanted to have a whole new lineup, and that's what happened.
Well, yeah, and coincidentally, they get a woman who's half her age.
Yeah, and I think you could defend that, too. You know, you can say, it was my call, my new team, and I could bring in whoever I wanted.
Yeah, I just feel bad for Leslie Visser.
If it had been the existing producer of Monday Night Football, they'd probably have, she'd have a grievance, but since, a new guy coming in wants to put his new team in.
I'd say Leslie Visser has not hit the wall yet.
No.
I'd still do Leslie Visser.
She's going to land on her feet, right, Rudy? I mean, she'll be with CBS or Fox.
Land on her back somewhere. Land on her back with Dick Stockton, her husband, on top of her.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
Big, hairy Dick Stockton.
Big, hairy.
Yeah.
All right, Rudy. Thank you. Thank you, as always. Have a great vacation.
Okay, guys.
Our best to the mouse.
We'll talk to you. She's sitting here with a big tan.
With a big tan?
Yeah.
Is she doing anything else?
I don't know. Maybe later on.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye, Rudy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Here he is from USA Today, Rudy Marsky.
Now, if he was, on the job, that would have been a more lucid report. I mean, he got all the important stuff in there, but obviously...
Yeah, but it was the vacation, Rudy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello. Who's this? Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Janelle.
Hi, Janelle.
Hi. I just wanted to let you know, Dennis just helped me carry my groceries to my car.
Well, that's wonderful.
Oh, so Super Dennis actually helped you.
Yes, he did, and he was very enthusiastic. He's so funny looking, though. He looks like he's trick-or-treating at the wrong time of year.
All right, thank you, Janelle.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
There he is, helping the citizenry.
Yeah, I got to figure out what to do with him.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure yet. Hello? Hello?
Well, that's the line Dennis was on.
Oh,
dear. Well,
that that line has gone dead.
No surprise.
Okay, well, listen, we'll do a break.
Very good.
We certainly don't have to make a decision about the future of Dennis right now, this second.
Not at all. We can take as long as they took to get the Monday Night Football lineup.
But I don't know. I'm just, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, if I'm getting sick of hearing him, I don't know what everybody listening to the show is thinking. You know, maybe he's built up enough love among the people who listen to the show that he's a trusted member.
It could be
a clan.
It could be that. Or it could be the opposite.
Right.
That he's built up a tremendous amount of animosity. But he's trying. We have to give him credit for that. But,
yes.
You know, and it's not necessarily all
no
or nothing.
There are no medals for trying, Mike. America loves winners.
It's not necessarily all or nothing. It's just not necessarily making him a feature reporter. I don't know. I'm very upset about our Dennis.
I don't know. Frankly, I'm tired of him.
You're breaking his heart right now.
The new Dennis has not done it for me.
Well, the new Dennis, you know, came into the studio. It was a very successful, reinvented Dennis Murphy, and then went out to Giant Food, and immediately
Same old Dennis. Same old Dennis. I don't know. Maybe you should just have him just call in.
Who knows?
Just let him call in. Just be a regular guy on the telephone.
Absolutely.
With no extra privileges in at all.
No extra privileges, no extra pressures.
Toast happy, touch tones right there. I don't know. We'll make a final decision. How about before the end of the show today? We'll make a final decision about what to do with Dennis.
Oh, boy.
Now let's clear the lines out. Phone number 877-365-3636.
So nervous.
We will take a call 100 right now for a shot at $500 from Secret Sound number 5, the brand new Secret Sound.
What are we going to do?
We will be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
That's the most boring.
Well, your choice is suffering. You want to start now?
This is the story of the
with roughly half of our affiliates still airing the program, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Just ahead of a caller 100 and then Chuck Stossel. I think Super Dennis is on the phone again.
Hello, Super Dennis. Can I help you? Oh, by the way, Don and Mike, I was pulled over by 6 policemen.
By 6 policemen?
Yeah, three police cars showed up and asked me what the hell I was doing outside of Giant.
And after you told them, after you explained to yourself that you were Super Dennis, what did they say?
Well, we just got a complaint from the citizen saying that he thought that I might be bothering people.
They got a complaint from who?
A citizen, a good citizen, a citizen.
A citizen?
Good citizen.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, so are you still at the grocery store now?
I'm still at the grocery store, and here's Toya with a report on how many people accepted and how many people declined.
All right, the new Super Dennis.
Huh?
Hi, Toya.
Okay, hold on.
Huh?
Hi, guys.
Hi, how many people has Dennis helped today?
Okay, so the grand total of people, there were 25 people. Only 10 accepted.
All right, well, that's, you know.
And that's pretty good.
I mean, even for the real Superman, I would think that, you know, 10 out of 25, if you're a major league player, 10 out of 25, you're batting over 300.
I think he did fine.
And I have a breakdown of some of those people, too, for you guys.
Okay.
Okay, so there was this hot chick, the hot chick in the sports car that drove by when I last talked to you all.
Yeah.
Well, she went into the grocery store, she bought some stuff, she came out, and she was talking to Dennis, and they were having a nice little conversation, and so he asked her out for a date. He's like, so what are you doing tonight? She's like, oh, I'm going to have a nice romantic dinner with my husband. So Dennis backed up off of that.
Okay. He is such a dope. Anybody who is just tuning in, Dennis has reinvented himself today. He went out and he rented a Superman suit. He's trying very hard to present himself in a new light.
Yes, give, not take.
But frankly, I don't know if it's working.
Yeah, I think maybe just having Dennis' old friend caller would be probably the best role for Dennis. Maybe, I think Dennis might agree to that.
Maybe stop having him be our guy who runs with the bulls.
Yes.
Goes out to the whorehouses.
Just a guy that calls, lets us know how his love life's going, lets us know what's happening in his life, you know. That might be what he needs.
Hey, just put him on, Toya. I don't care who he helps. Let me talk to
him. Okay,
hold on. Yeah, can I help you?
Hey, Super Dennis?
Yeah, Super God and Super Mike.
How would you feel about just going back to being a regular guy who called this show every once in a while?
Oh, so basically,
Well, the, you know, Dennis, when you came into the studio as Super Dennis, it was delightful to see you. We actually liked it. But then when you got out to the grocery store, it was kind of like the last four or five things that have happened. And, you know, we were thinking maybe that it would be better if, you know, you called in like you used to.
It, maybe you think of this as a lateral promotion.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not really like a demotion. It's that you're just being moved sideways.
You're being reassigned.
Oh, okay.
Dennis, how long have you been calling the show?
14 years.
Okay, 14 years you've been calling the show, and you started just calling the show.
Yeah.
Then you started coming around to events.
Yeah.
And then I think, like, maybe you hit the peak 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
when we sent you to jump out of the airplane.
And long before, a year before that.
Yeah, and since then,
mm-hmm.
it's been a slow trickle-down effect, almost like the e-commerce stocks.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do to fight my way to the number one spot?
Well, In many ways, you remind me of Amazon.com.
What's wrong with Amazon.com?
2 years ago, everybody wanted to buy it. It was
right.
The hottest stock in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's down 40%. It still is a good stock to own,
mm-hmm.
but it's on the way down.
Oh, God, how's your stock pool going?
It's no longer a buy or an accumulate.
Yes.
It's a hold. And, Dennis, we will hold you forever. You know that.
Okay.
You will never be completely out of this radio show. You know that.
But not you as much.
Just, you know, being our man about town is just not working.
Well, I think I'm a good representative of the show. Whenever I go to Sacramento, people go nuts. Whenever I go to Wichita, people come up and see me. I think I'm a great addition to the show.
Okay, I don't doubt that you are in some ways a goodwill ambassador of this show. My concern is strictly what comes out of the radio and what people are hearing.
Okay, you want me to be more local? You want me to be more thoughtful? Hi there, my name is Super Dennis.
You know what I think? I think it might have to be, really, and I mean this, Dennis, I think it might have to be more spontaneous, where things just happen. You know, that's the way it's always been. And I think we've put you in a lot of situations where maybe they haven't been as spontaneous as they were in the past. Like when we would have someone who would, you know, like you and want to go to hedonism with you. And those things would just develop where, for example, we were trying to get you laid, so we sent you out to the bordello.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's the missions that that we started hurling upon you, or we started throwing this responsibility at you. And I think it was too much sometimes.
But I don't think so. I have a great time.
Well, I'm just gonna have to think about it. Just gotta think about it. Maybe over the weekend I'll think about it. Have a conference with Mike over the weekend. Do some instant messaging. You know, phone buzz up.
Have a conference call. Yeah.
I have a good idea.
I get some input from people whose opinions I really respect.
But you don't respect my opinion.
Well, Dennis, you can't be subjective about this. You can't be objective because you're too subjective.
That's true. But Don, please consider me to be a part of the show.
Dennis, hold on a second.
We're not saying you're not going to be a part of the show.
That's never going to happen, Dennis. Don't ever worry about that happening.
Okay.
You will never not be a part of this show, ever, ever, ever.
You would always be welcome to come to Las Vegas-style shows. You'd be welcome to call the show.
As long as we are doing this show, you are going to be a part of this show.
Yeah, but, let's say you have an assignment.
That's where I'm thinking. That's where I'm thinking that maybe we need some fresh blood.
But I am the fresh blood. I'm 40 years old. I have gone. This is the first day of the rest of my life.
All right, I don't know about this.
Hey, you have a policeman. Thank you for pulling me over.
He's waving at the police.
All right, Dennis, we'll think about it.
Okay.
We'll think about it. We do appreciate the effort that you put into renting the Superman costume today.
But, God,
Yeah. Mike, please. I am valuable. I am going to
Dennis, nobody is diminishing your value.
Okay. But God, Mike, please. I am the man.
You know, it might be a hiatus, and then all of a sudden, all right,
yeah,
give him another mission. It's kind of like, I don't want to say sending a pitcher down to the minor leagues and then give him another shot.
No, I believe that that's exactly how we got to look at this.
Okay.
God, that you're on a rehab assignment. You're like a pitcher who has simply thrown out his arm.
And we want you to rehab a little.
Consider yourself.
Wait, I need a hand. Can you give me a hand?
Consider yourself to be the John Rocker of this show, although you've not said anything that's derogatory towards anybody,
right?
For reasons that really have nothing to do with anything except we need a break from you. We're sending you down to the Richmond Braves.
So basically, you want me to be on the sideline for a while. I cannot have that.
What's going on? Dennis, what are you saying? What's happened?
I'm just moving a coat cart around, okay?
All right. So were you saying you can't have that?
No. Okay, God, Mike, you consider, and I'll be there for you.
All right.
That's a good attitude. Thank you, that's a good attitude, and it's appreciated.
Dennis, we'll always be friends.
What you're saying is...
Dennis, you're always going to be part of this show.
Okay, but can I still
Yes.
Yes, of course you can still sell
you
your t-shirt.
Don just told you come out to the Las Vegas-style shows, too.
Okay.
Yes, you can call and plug your website.
Yeah, absolutely. You can sell your Christmas album. And if something's going on, something that's particularly interesting in your life, you can share it with us, too.
I want to, but I can't.
You want to, but you can't what?
No.
Wait a minute. What do you mean?
Huh?
Is there something going on that we should know about?
Yeah.
Really, something that is big?
I went to Arizona this past weekend.
Yeah, and?
Maybe from the internet.
Yeah.
Had sex the whole weekend.
What?
I got lucky.
You, wait a minute. You went to...
I don't believe this.
Are you
I believe that this is just an
act of desperation.
This is an attempt to get our attention. An attempt to have the spotlight still pointing on Dennis Murphy.
Okay, Tom, you don't believe me? Fine.
I don't. Where did you go in Arizona?
Went to Phoenix, Arizona.
You went to Phoenix and you had sex?
I met this girl from the internet.
What airline did you fly on?
Huh?
What airline did you fly on?
It was U.S. Airways.
What's the name of the airport in Phoenix?
The Sky Harbor Airport. The Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport.
Where'd you fly out of?
BWI.
Where does she live in Phoenix?
God, please.
I mean, can you tell me, you know, is it a suburb or neighborhood I'd know?
Tempe, Arizona.
I wouldn't know that. He wouldn't know that. I don't think he'd know that.
Sure he would. That's where the Cardinals play. That's where Sun Devil Stadium is.
Tempe is just across the river.
Right, well, Dennis, how come then, when you were in here in your Superman suit a couple hours ago, when I asked you, have you gotten laid, you said, you know the answer to that, it's the same Dennis.
I got lucky this past weekend.
Is this a potentially serious relationship?
There's no chemistry, but we had a great time.
There's no chemistry, but we had a great time.
Yeah.
Why did you bring this up?
Oh, I just want to let you know that I tend to do adventurous things.
You do what?
Adventurous things.
Adventurous. All right. Well, Dennis, you know you're always going to be part of this show.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
It sounds like your life couldn't be better right now. The long distance thing, yeah, a lot of air miles.
You know, move out there.
I want to be by the famous radio host.
Oh, okay.
All right, Dennis. Well, you can return the costume.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to buy the Superman suit.
But I'm willing to buy it.
is.
No, I don't think it's a good idea to buy it.
Well, Don, like, I want to be known as, I want to be a staple. Well, what can I do to
Dennis,
be a staple?
You know what? I don't know. Dennis, I think that what we need to have is a trial separation.
So, can I, does that mean I'm free?
You are free. Yes, you're free. Yes, if you would like to try to date other disc jockeys, you may. Absolutely, if you'd like to do that.
I think
there would be another show that would tolerate having him anyway.
What do you mean by free, Dennis? What does that mean?
Yeah, come on, Dennis. Every now and then you throw that little thing in there. Now, come on.
I'm not by free. Can I? I don't want to because you have been too good to me.
No, Dennis, just say it. What do you want to do?
What I want to do is be a part of the best show in America that I like.
Well, Dennis, you are a part of the show. You're always going to be a part of the show.
Okay.
We said that.
Don. I'll be, Don, I'll trust your best judgment.
Very good.
All right, and Dennis, listen, if you get a better offer, feel free to take it.
No, but I can't. But I'll discuss it with you before.
All right.
Now, listen, Dennis, if you get any other offer, I would urge you to take it.
Okay.
Well, know that you'll always have a place on this show to sell your T-shirts, to sell your albums.
Right. 14 years.
Yeah, and what are we saying? We're saying that you're going to be part of this show, if you want to be.
I do.
All right. Then don't worry about this.
They still love you. They just need a little space right now.
Don't worry about it. I'll just go home, have a couple drinks, and watch television.
That's fine.
Good.
Okay.
And everything's going to be fine.
And when something happens, like when you get laid and you have something you want to tell us, call us and tell us about it.
Which is really what you do most of the time anyway.
You can say that.
Right, exactly. Right. So nothing's really changed.
Well.
All right.
Okay, so I guess I'll wait to hear from you, but...
Or we'll wait to hear from you.
So I can call whenever, but don't overdo it.
Sure. Yeah, just like anybody else on this show.
Absolutely.
Okay. Don, is that platform for Regis Philbin, is that still on?
Yes.
One of us has to take him out to dinner.
Yes, if the Millionaire Show is on the air or off the air by the end of the year.
Take him out to dinner at the Palm.
That is still a go, Dennis.
I think you and I will be enjoying life monsters.
That's good.
All right, well, who knows, Dennis? Who knows what might happen between now and January?
Who knows where you might be?
Who knows what offer you might get?
Believe me, I don't think the phone will be ringing.
You never know.
You never know, Dennis.
Okay.
Never say never.
I'll never say never, but I'll
all right. I'm really tiring of
okay,
this.
Thank you, Dennis. We will talk to you very soon. Don't forget, we love you.
Okay. Have a good day, and thank you for giving me the opportunity today to be sailed with Superman.
Right.
Super Dennis.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thanks, Dennis.
Thank you.
Okay, so bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mike?
Yes, Dennis?
You know, I still love you.
And I love you, Dennis, always will.
But?
Yes, Dennis.
But, if you need a substitute, please call.
I'll keep that in mind. Thank you, Dennis.
Is that okay, Don?
Yes.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye, Dennis. Well, I think Neil Sedaka said it best, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking up is oh so hard to do.
Really? Well, we shall see. That was very hard. It was as hard as it could have been.
But, I mean, he made it hard.
He did make it hard.
Right. He didn't take it graciously, you know?
No. He's going to be doing what he's always done. You know what? It's not like we have Dennis on every day anyway. Dennis is going to...
It seems like it.
It seems like it today.
It was, yes. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
You know...
Caller 100.
I'm sorry, we forgot all about the Caller 100 there.
We were very occupied.
What is your name, please?
Steve,
where are you from, Steve?
Spokane.
Steve from Spokane. Steve, before we play the game, just let me ask you, how do you weigh in on the Dennis Murphy issue?
What's my take?
Yeah.
I guess we just got to wait and see. You know, I think it's actually pretty good.
Okay. Dennis will be happy to hear that.
Okay, you have won the 25th anniversary VHS Collector's Edition of Jaws from Universal. Jaws now also available on DVD.
Cool.
Okay, and you qualified.
I won $500.
And you qualified for a trip to Las Vegas, courtesy of Independence Day, now on DVD, and now we will give you the chance to win the $500 with Secret Sound number 5. The brand new sound, have you heard it?
Not at all. I heard number 3, though. Knew that one.
But you did know it.
Yes, I did.
Well, maybe you'll have good luck with this one.
We will play Secret Sound number 5 for you now, give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer till Mike sings like...
Dennis Goulet.
And we wish you... Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is, a common everyday sound. Sound of Dennis Murphy slitting his wrist tonight.
No, he's not.
As soon as he gets home.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yes. $500. What is the sound?
Wow, I don't have a clue. Cutting through some piece of fruit, like an apple or something.
Yeah, of course not. Thank you. Dumbass. Jesus. I swear, really.
Thank you, friend.
You know, somebody calls the show to play the game.
I know.
Hey, I don't know. I know it's a new sound.
Right.
And that everybody's going to have a guess that they really don't know. But
I just think after the conversation with Dennis Murphy and
play
us,
along.
We needed a really good caller at that moment, and we didn't get it. We really needed it.
I don't know. I'm just calling for the $500. And, of course, I asked, what do you think about Dennis?
I like him.
Of course you do. Fantastic. Go live with him in Phoenix. Go bang him in Phoenix. Did you have a guess there, Buzzy?
I did. I thought the sound was the sound of a heart breaking.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
He is not leaving the show.
I know.
He is not leaving the show. He's on hiatus.
He's doing what he does most of the time anyway.
Yeah.
It's just the missions for Dennis, which require a little more creativity than sometimes he's willing to give us.
Yeah. So listen, it's a trial separation.
I mean, Dennis has done a lot, and he's done more things than any regular caller to this show has ever done, and he's still going to be calling the show, still going to be selling his T-shirts, still going to be doing everything.
Right. Just need a break.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mind being the bad guy here. I need a break from Dennis.
That's all. Rest.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
Please, for the love of Christ, turn your radio down.
It is down.
No, it wasn't.
Sorry, no, it was that. Not. It wasn't.
Oh, no. Sorry.
What?
No. Hey, is it just me, or is the secret sound like the rest?
What?
What did you say? What is this call? What?
I said, is it just me, or does the secret sound like all the rest of the sounds? All the rest of them?
It's just you. It's actually the same sound that we've played over and over again.
It is. It sounds like
it. That's absolutely it. You should call the FCC right now.
Yeah, we're actually playing the same sound over and over and just giving them different titles.
That's right.
All right. I'm just busting your guys' nuts, man. Take it easy.
Right. Well, you know, let me walk you through it. We had the very difficult moment with Dennis, followed by a very difficult contestant, and now a very difficult call from you.
A retarded nut buster.
Very difficult. You know, it's like 3 in a row. That's very tough to take. You understand that, don't you?
Yeah, I understand that.
Right, goodbye.
Hey, take it easy, huh?
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio gods.
Hi.
We're able to blame this on Dennis, aren't we?
Sure.
Oh, God.
How y'all doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Hey, Buzz, how are you?
Hey, all right, thanks.
Hey, I'd just like to plead for the love of Christ, let Dennis take a hiatus.
Hey, listen, he is taking a hiatus.
Just a little hiatus, nothing big. It's nothing, you know, I don't think people should read more into this than is necessary.
Well, I think you characterized it perfectly when you said a trial separation, and it sure sounded like he was going through all the range of emotions that you might in a regular divorce.
All right, listen, I think that everybody knows that most trial separations do end up in divorce, but there's a chance that we can beat the odds with Dennis.
I agree. Yeah.
Hope of hopes, right?
With counseling, everything can work out.
We just need time to see other people.
Right.
Yeah.
To feel...
You need a new mission guy, someone who's going to be really effective and give us what we want.
Yeah, yeah, and that person's out there somewhere.
Somewhere.
And it's not John Kim, okay, before you call John Kim?
Thank God
positive
for that.
It's not you, my yellow friend.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I just called to say you guys are awesome, and I've been listening to you for 4 or 5 years, and I saw Dennis over at Giant. He's got to be the most god-awful, ugliest person I've
ever seen. Wait a minute. We're not going
to
take that.
No need to get personal about
Dennis
it.
Dennis is
he
a good guy.
He's a bit retarded, doesn't
he? No, he's not retarded.
Stop it, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, hey. I just want to weigh in on Dennis Murphy. Hey, he's had some really good times. Remember the hot tub?
Oh, yeah, Dennis has had incredible times on
this show. I want to make sure, you know, I know that you want a little separation, but he's great. And just bring him back occasionally. I mean, that horrible thing when he went to the dance, that was really awful. I listened to that, and that was terrible, but...
But you're talking about the hot tub. You're talking about stuff that was years ago.
Hot tub was like a year ago.
And then the dance was one of
the
his
dance
most
was awful. He was really bad. You left the mic going, and you hear his glasses clinking and stuff.
Right. Of course. Now let's say you're us. Wouldn't you break up with him?
Yeah, but keep him around. Don't let him fade off.
We're not.
Him once in a while.
He's gonna be around. Trust me, he's going to be around.
Okay, that's great.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye bye. And when he said that, does this mean I'm free? That was the angry Dennis. That was Dennis getting a little angry.
You're free, Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
You're free. Free to shop your wares anywhere. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. And Mike, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Excellent. Hey, I just want to let you know the guy with the cut in the apple was an idiot, all right? I had a much better guess for the secret sound. It was Dennis's neck when the noose goes taut.
Oh, no. Hello, Don and Mike.
Gallows humor.
Hello.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for 6 years religiously, and I just wanted to give you guys props along with everybody else for your decision today. And I was hoping there weren't going to be bad feelings or ill will because, I don't know. I love the guy. I love Dennis Murphy, but frankly, you get sick of him, but I think you really called the audience there and brought him in and took him out just as needed, and I think I applaud you guys on this decision as well.
Simply a trial separation.
This is not, and as we have said, Dennis is still going to call us. He's still going to be on the show. It's just a break.
I think it's funny. Listen to the reaction you're getting from
reaction
people.
Emotional. The trial separation.
Like it's some real story.
I know.
Hello, Don on my show.
Hello, Don.
Yeah.
Hi, I just want to say I was big on Dennis Murphy. You know, I think that you have some animosity towards him about the prom, and that now everything he does, you're just maybe a little bit negative just because of that fiasco.
Well, fiascos tend to do that with us, and, that's...
He's a genius. I mean, that's part of his luster to the fans, that...
I like the fact that people are weighing in on both sides.
I get the feeling there's some people glad that we're having the trial separation and some people not glad.
That's the way it works.
You have to help him with the creative stuff, like jumping out of a plane, maybe can ride a hot air balloon.
That would be exciting. Thank you, Mike. Send me your tape and resume. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
I think the word that Mike used before, hiatus, that is probably the best word you can have for him. A couple of years ago, you had the summer of Murphy, so now you have the summer of no Murphy until after Labor Day.
The summer of limited Murphy.
Summer of limited Murphy.
Well, the summer of no Murphy, and then after Labor Day, he comes back on the show.
Dennis, that summer of Murphy, Dennis hit a lot of home runs. I remember that
He did, but it's been a downward spiral since then.
Yeah, it has.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. I mean, we're not doing this show for snicks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are trying to garner...
We're trying to get some snicks.
We are trying to garner an audience, though, I mean.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm finding myself becoming very melancholy, though.
Well...
I know you are.
I don't know why.
Detach yourself.
Maybe I don't know. Maybe I don't know my
Detach
real feelings.
Detach yourself.
Maybe I don't understand how I really feel about
I think
about
I know
that.
How you really feel. I've heard you during the commercials. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I think Dennis... is a horse with a broken leg.
Oh, this is a real Dennis hate call. What do we do?
No. I've gone through phases. I've listened for 5 years. You like him, you hate him, and he's a disease now. He's bad.
Oh, boy. This is a real
negative. No, Dennis, I feel bad, but I mean...
No, you know how you feel. You're telling us exactly how you feel.
They shoot horses, don't they? That's what you're saying.
They cut diseases out of people.
No.
And they shoot horses dead.
If Dennis was a dog, you'd want us to put him down.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I'd just like to thank Dennis Murphy for his service to our country and all he's done for us.
Very good.
And proud voter that I am, I'm going to vote for him for president.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, you know, we'll take one more call on this topic, and then we got to just...
Pretty much 50-50.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You dicks.
Oh, dear.
All right.
You knew we were going to get one of these calls.
The less Dennis Murphy, the less I listen.
Whoa. Strong words.
That cuts me to the quick. I'll have free to call U-Haul this weekend. I'm sure the show will crumble now that we put Dennis on hiatus. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How's it going?
Hey, buddy.
I just want to say that I think y'all did it very professionally in letting him down. I think it's about time that he goes. You don't need him anyway.
Okay, thank you.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
God.
And the audience, Mike, is responding. Everybody is very, very interested in our trial separation with Dennis Murphy.
Everybody seems to have an opinion.
They sure do. And opinions are like cowboy hats. We have to break now. A man we'll never get rid of, we never get tired of, Charlie Stossel.
That's right.
Hey, he might be the next on the way out.
Oh, God.
He's coming in after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I got something here you might want to see.
It's time to lock crotches and swap gravy. It's time for Don and Mike.
And it's time for Chuck Stossel joining us in our brand new Space Age Studios.
State of the art.
Hi, Charlie.
Oh, hold on. You know what that is? Microphone number four now. Hi, Charlie.
Hello? Ain't working. Try that one. Try the other microphone.
Hey.
There you go.
Okay.
That's a winner, Chuck.
It's unplugged.
Unplugged right
now. Plug it in
right
it
in. Now.
Plug it in,
plug
Robbie.
Mic.
On mic three.
Okay.
Make that microphone number three.
Might not reach. You're going to have to be here.
Yeah.
You have to be there.
Why?
I will be here.
Look at the people scramble.
People.
Oh, because it's a... So they've been rearranged.
Welcome to the Cluster Cluck.
That is our brand new studio.
You know, though, you look up at him. It's like he's up on a podium or something.
Charlie, I've always looked up.
You know, the way that the studio is where the board is actually, and it's helped because of the fact that I stand.
Yes.
And you guys are sitting. I think if I sat down,
right,
it'd be a little. If you want to,
what would it look like if you sat down? Because it'd be funny. Because I.
Well, let me.
And he's gone.
There you go.
It's almost, the floor is the same size, right? I mean, it's not like you have a riser.
It's like you and I are on direct eye level if I was to sit.
Right.
But I enjoy
standing.
Looming over us.
Standing. Hi, it's Charlie Stossel on movies.
You're hung up about Don's location in the studio.
I'll be fine with it.
How you doing, Charlie? I got some mail for you, Charlie.
I heard that yesterday. I heard I have prison mail, which is always the best kind of mail to get.
Actually, I think I'm going to save your prison mail for next week.
Oh, ooh. I have different mail.
Yes, you have mail from Pat Morris also.
You know, he should have left good enough alone. He really should have.
The prison mail came on Wednesday.
Is
and then
from the treatment center?
Then yesterday. No, it's another guy. This is a guy who is in prison in Hagerstown, Maryland.
Once again, far too close.
Let's go first, though, with the letter from Charlie's number one fan,
absolutely,
Pat Morris.
Yeah, from Sacramento. Club.
And incidentally, Charlie Stossel is sponsored. And I know Charlie has a few ad-lib comments he would like to make before we start this segment.
Oh, of course I would, because as always, I'm brought to you by Doc Harry's. The crab cakes, Don, they're absolutely outstanding. A little spicy, different way of making. Oh, they're wonderful. It's not just a rib joint. Doc Harry's is on Multiplex Drive in Centerville. Call them at 703-815-RIBF.
Bring the kids, right, Charlie?
Absolutely.
Very good.
Great Charlie. Place to bring the family, the kids, the whole bit.
If you're a big brother, bring your little buddy out there.
I might bring the boy out there one
if you're a mentor, it's a good place to go out and have some ribs.
Yeah. Scrub him up and bring him out.
Sure.
Hey, that Patriot movie got killed by Perfect Storm, incidentally.
Yeah, it did.
Absolutely trashed it.
And I hear you like Me, Myself, and Irene.
Yeah, I thought it was real funny. Where it was funny, I thought it was hilarious.
Absolutely.
But listen, we'll talk about movies with Chuck in a moment.
Yeah, first, lots of new movies coming out.
First, this 6-page letter from Pat Morris.
Oh, he's really gotten happy this time.
This guy hates Charlie Stoss. And this is the guy who's a pool cleaner in California.
Just Bigelow and looks just like him. Plus 20 pounds.
Dear Don and Mike, I was in a Sacramento bookstore last week and came across another diary that Charlie Stoss had written. May 13, 1974. This is this guy's standard format now for writing letters to Charlie.
And he goes back to 1974.
Dear diary. Diary. Today I'm going to the movies for the first time ever, and I'm quite excited. 5 hours later. Dear diary, today was the most glorious day of my life. I walked into a magnificent building with gothic ceilings and shiny brass railings. My bare feet literally danced on the thick red carpet as I skipped towards the big, thick curtain.
La, la, la.
I got goosebumps as I ran my hand over the plush velvet ropes. I walked up to an usher and asked for his autograph. I was staring at his attire and thinking the color combination of black, white, and red would look real smooth on me someday. I've decided that when I turn 18 and complete my home study courses, I will major in usherology with a minor in snack counter display.
Oh, God, he's hot. He's hot. He's on his second letter.
June 20th, 1980. Dear diary, I just turned 16, and with the money I received at my sweet 16 birthday party, I'm going to treat myself and go to Disney World. 2 hours later, dear diary, I'm never going to Disney World again. 10 minutes after I arrived at the park, Mickey Mouse grabbed me from behind and put me in a full Nelson, while Pluto was raining blows to my solar plexus and ribs. Mickey then quickly switched maneuvers and put me in a half Nelson while banging on my ear with his free right hand. 45 seconds into the beating, I felt a violent crash against my back. I later discovered that Snow White had bull rushed me from 30 yards out. I laid flat on my back, motionless. Dopey and Bashful pummeled my face with their brass knuckles. Finally, a security cop pulled the two dwarfs off of me. As I wobbled to my feet and limped to the first aid station, Minnie Mouse gave me the finger and threatened to kick my ass if I ever if I ever showed my eggplant.
What?
Mickey Mouse threatened to kick my ass if I ever showed my eggplant-shaped head at the theme park again.
Oh, God.
After the Disney nurse patched me up, I decided to go on the roller coaster ride to clean my head. As the roller coaster slowly pulled away, the carny reached over, to my horror, cut my seat belt in half, and whispered to me, "Enjoy the last 60 seconds of your life." I held on for dear life as the roller coaster zipped up and down the track. On several occasions, I was nearly thrown from the ride, and when it finally came to a full stop, I dried my tears and thanked God I was still alive. After surviving life and death situation, I noticed the carny had a disgusted look on his face as he kicked me in the ass as I walked by. At this point, I decided to go home when I looked up and saw my worst nightmare. Cinderella, the Little Mermaid, and Pocahontas were getting ready to bull rush me from 40 yards out.
He likes bull rush. He's into that.
Huh? I quickly laced up my saddle shoes and made a mad dash towards the exit. I frantically looked over my shoulder as I noticed that Pocahontas was rapidly gaining ground on me. She was in 3 meters, giving me a severe ass kicking. I was running so fast, at one point my purple ascot fell off my neck. I could hear the crowd yelling, "Come on, Pocahontas! Catch that faggot so we can all beat the living snot out of him."
There are some problems with this. The Pocahontas and Little Mermaid were not around yet.
Yeah, well, you do get caught up in the details when Pat's letters come in.
I have to. Deuce.
I used every ounce of energy in my panic-stricken body and barely escaped her clutches as I jumped into my AMC Pacer and sped away. July 1st, 1982. Dear diary, I just turned 18 and my grandma's taking me to Ocean City. I've never been to the beach before, so I'm quite thrilled.
My pacey white look.
I think I'll wear my button-down shirt, Docker shorts, and my black wingtips. 3 hours later.
Good luck.
Dear diary, I'm never going to the beach again. 10 minutes after I laid out my Garfield beach towel, four little kids and a teacup poodle started kicking sand in my face. Two of the little girls were also snapping their wet towels at me. To get away from the kids, I took a dip in the water. Things were going great until one of my water wings fell off my arm, and I started to bob up and down. I frantically waved my arm until the lifeguard spotted me. He quickly raced into the water where he reached me. The lifeguard grabbed the back of my neck and started pushing my head back under the water. He kept saying to me, "I'm going to drown your ass, you little pussy, so don't fight it." Finally, two other lifeguards arrived to pull this guy off me. As they dragged me to shore, I could overhear the two lifeguards tell the guy that his intentions were good, but there were too many witnesses on the beach to kill me. Having survived the near drowning, I just wanted to go and home and dry off when I noticed that someone took a large dump on my Garfield beach towel.
Oh, God. Boy, he's wound up today.
June 20th, 2000. Well, diary, I'm 37 years old, still dateless, and I still haven't been laid in over 8 years. My only companionship now is with my surrogate nephew, Bobby, who is 8 years old. We like to spend our weekends skipping through the park.
Hand in hand.
Eating ice cream, and then watching TV as we frolic on my shag carpeting.
Shag carpeting.
However, my favorite activity with Bobby is to give him a warm bath.
Oh, God. He's going down a bad road.
I know he is.
I like to lather him up real good and slowly rinse him with warm water. When Bobby finally stops crying,
oh, jeez. This isn't funny.
I dry him off and massage baby powder throughout his body.
At Morse.
This prick.
Almost over. Well, diary, I have to get going. It's time for Bobby's fourth bath of the day. Hey, Bobby, quit crying and get your ass back into the tub. Remember what I've been telling you. Cleanliness is next to godliness. And to be clean, God says you must have at least 5 baths a day. Sincerely, Pat Morse.
There he goes.
California.
Pat Morse with another letter for you, Charlie.
It was good until the bath part.
I know, you didn't like that. You got angry at that.
I don't like
yes,
that.
I know, and that's Pat Morse.
Ooh,
starts out, usually he's got a... He's you don't, that's your message for him, huh?
No, I have no message for
you. He really got to you. He ticked you off that time.
Not going to feed the boy's ego.
I thought it got slow around the Disneyland part.
I
dial it back to 3 pages.
I tired of his letter.
Mm-hmm. And you know what, Charlie? In deference to your feelings, we will wait on the other one. Okay.
He has 2 letters?
No, it's a prison letter.
No, the guy
prison.
The guy from prison.
Oh, that's
started
great.
A fan club for you in prison.
Oh, good.
And sent along a bunch of phone numbers for your speed dial list.
Oh, God.
Oh, can you share that?
Hold it up for a second.
The Betty Boop fan club. The doll and hobby shop. The gay and lesbian center. Suicide prevention center. Survivors of incest.
This isn't funny now. Now we're, you know, you remember that line we talked about a month ago?
Breastfeeding support consultants. Battlestar Galactica fan club. Okay, I'll save that one, Charlie.
Oh, my God.
Save that one in the interest of your mental health.
So, how you doing, Charlie?
God knows I love coming in here once a week. Christ almighty.
Charlie, I'll tell you this. Your character,
how are you?
People love you on this show. Mm-hmm. How do you weigh in on the Dennis Murphy issue?
I feel sorry for Dennis. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Dennis loves you guys and he loves being on the show.
He's still going to be on the show.
But I wouldn't mind a little break every now and then.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. A little hiatus.
And that's all it is.
And he can always come back bigger and better.
Of course he can.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Mm-hmm. Okay. At the movies this weekend,
we have 2.
And they are?
The Kid. Or should we say Disney's The Kid.
It's another formula with Bruce Willis working with a kid again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Bruce Willis in this film plays a somewhat stressed out image consultant. One day he is at home and he sees this little 8-year-old kid running around his house not knowing who he is. He finally captures the kid. They find out through just comparing scars on themselves that they're the same person, one at almost 40 and the other one who's 8. And as they go through, Bruce Willis starts finding out some things about his psyche and he discovers why the kid is actually there. For a family film, it's not bad to take the kids to. There's really nothing offensive in it. There are a few cheap laughs in it.
Is this a mistake for Bruce Willis to make this movie?
No, I don't think so, because I honestly think that he could probably get 50 or 60 million out of this. Ooh. Not in person, but as far as the
even with all those reviews that I'm reading about it being like syrupy and too sweet.
It is very much that, but there's nothing out there right now for kids.
Okay.
That
all right.
haven't already gone to.
How many porcelain dolls do you get? Two dolls.
Two. Mm-hmm.
And the other movies, are you talking about a scary movie?
Scary
okay.
movie.
Beautiful, because this is a movie I'm positive that I'm going to have to take Bart to see. He's been wanting to see this ever since the ads came.
They had to make cuts in this movie to give it an R rating.
Really? That's a good sign.
Yes, they did.
And I read a review of it, which was like reading a bad review of this particular show. And it was when I read the review of this movie, it made me want to go see it. It was in the Post today. And I'll tell you right now, it cracked me up because they were, I think it was Rita Kempley, who, gets a little high and mighty when she's doing
Honey Cake.
And all the stuff that she's dissing this movie for is stuff that makes me laugh.
No, it's a very funny film. It was written by Sean Wayans and Marlon Wayans and directed by their brother Keenan Ivory. Mm-hmm. Wayans. And it's a spoof on Scream and those type of films. It has a lot of people, a lot of faces that you would know. My favorite character in the whole film is the takeoff on David Arquette, whose name in Scream was Dewey. Well, in here he's Doofy. And he's a guy who foams at the mouth and who talks like this. He talks, looks, acts retarded.
Mm-hmm.
Cap is on crooked. Looks like he's having an allergic reaction every time you see him. And, of course, he's in love with the Gale Weathers. That's the...
Who's the Courtney Cox of this movie, right?
This is by Sherry O'Terry from Saturday Night Live, always wanting to be with her.
So the movie that gets spoofed the most is Scream, right?
Scream, mm-hmm. Yeah. And there are little homages to Blair Witch, which is very funny, the Blair Witch part. Things thrown in left and right from a lot of different horror movies. Have the Halloween films and how everyone dies. I mean, the opening scene, Carmen Electra gets it. After, of course, she strips herself almost naked running through sprinklers and touching her breasts and rubbing her stuff. There is nudity in the film.
All right.
There is male nudity, frontal male nudity.
Did your guy's thing?
Yeah. And a picture.
Dear.
He suffers from small penis syndrome. And this Polaroid picture finds its way to all his friends. They're like, oh my God! And he's trying to explain shrinkage, how it was cold and they mm-hmm. took that picture. There's language, there's everything. You can see very easily how this movie was an NC-17 and how it got chopped down mm-hmm. to an R. But
all right, is it funny?
Very funny movie.
Is it funny? How many porcelain dolls?
Three.
You give it three porcelain dolls.
It's better than these movies like Mafia mm-hmm. and some of these ones that they make spoofing other types of films that you know just are going to suck. This is actually pretty fun.
All right, thank you. Charlie Stossalon movie.
Very good.
Now I may leave.
Yes, you are excused.
Thanks, take care. Another great day at the office.
Yeah.
Bye.
There you go.
As Roger Ebert says, the bathtub is closed.
Bye.
Should be the name of Charlie's movie, The Kid. The Kid, starring Charlie Stossel.
Oh, my God.
All right, thank you, Charlie. Good sport for sitting through that mail.
Yes, for sure.
Wow. We will be back with more in a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hagerstown, Maryland, hello.
Hi, thanks, Larry. This is for Senator Bob Dole.
Go.
Yes, Don and Mike Arner, you're coming out on the erectile...
Okay, I think that was a gag call, so I cut it because they mentioned two local disc jockeys.
What?
All right.
Stay tuned for your chance at $500 for naming the secret sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
What do you say we cut the chit-chat a-hole?
Well, it's been a while since we've done a station break, so here we go. In Bakersfield, California, KGEO. In New York, it's WNEW. In Iowa City, Iowa, KCJJ. And in Wichita, Kansas, radio station KFH.
Serving as a radio plushie for over 6 million listeners, the Don and Mike Show.
Well, it has been a goddamn roller coaster today.
Lots of emotions, Don.
Really? Things are fine with my wife.
Good. Goodbye, Dennis.
Bye, Dan.
Why did he have to do that? Walk by and wave? Yeah, well, you know, it's the same old Dennis. He walked by as soon as we opened the microphone.
Right. Anyway, as I was saying, things are fine on the home front.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Then we got into the whole thing with Super Dennis today. Then we had a good interview with a lousy guest from TNT.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a good talk with Dan Fouts from Monday Night Football. Good talk with Rudy Martsky. Then a bad segment with Dennis. And
but everything's going to be fine with Dennis.
We decided to have a trial separation from Dennis. And then the great letter with Charlie Stossel where he got really mad when the bathtub came into play.
Absolutely.
We have been all over the place today. It's been a really good show. And we still have a trip to Las Vegas to give away before we leave today.
That's right.
But first, a Friday favorite.
It's game time now.
The guy coming in is a homo, but he's wearing a dress.
We'll give it up. How's that supposed to be?
We're wearing a dress.
It's a kilt.
It's a dress.
It's a kilt, and I'd appreciate it if you'd refer to me as Sir Sean. I'm Sir Sean Connery, and this is a kilt from my clan. Don't you understand the difference between a kilt and a dress? I'm not wearing a dress. I'm wearing the same thing that I was actually knighted in. Don't you understand the difference? Because if you don't understand the difference, I'm about to throw you out of the window.
I saw the picture in the paper. You look like a little girl wearing your dress.
I'm not a girl. I'm all man. I'm soon to be 70 years old. I'm all man. I'm solid man. I don't have hair on my head, but I have hair on the rest of my body. I've got a lot of body hair. How are you, Don?
I'm fine, you homo.
Hello, Rob, Buzz.
Hi.
All you boys.
Great to see you.
I'm kidding you, because I know you're not a homo.
You know that I'm the furthest thing. I'm the furthest thing from a homo. I'm the furthest thing from a homo in the world. I'm Sir Sean Connery.
And what
yes, sirree. That's the Chicago way.
What is all this crap with being knighted and getting the name? What does it mean?
What it means is dick.
Wow. Thank you for answering honestly.
I decided that I'd give you the straight answer because you're a good guy. I respect the show and I like the fart humor. Can I say something, though, if you could just turn that music down for a second? I'd like to say...
Oh, sure, okay.
I'd like to give you a tribute, if I will.
Okay.
Could I do it? If you will. I will. And I'd like some sad music so I could give this tribute to what I consider to be a great, talented entertainer.
Oh, okay.
And the guy, well, you can say okay, but I'll tell you right now, this is a fella...
Bad music.
This is a fella that I truly respect and admire as an entertainer, and I know that it's a bad day, but I'd like to pay him homage, if I may. So, please, if you will.
This is not sad, Rob.
Sad.
When you wish upon a star is not sad.
That's not when you wish upon a star, boy.
Okay.
Listen, boy, when he asks for sad music, get sad music. That's New Year's Eve music.
Right, that's not sad either.
That's
Rob.
Not sad music, boy. Hey, boy.
Oh, my God.
Boy, get some sad music or I'm about to break both your legs. Now, you don't want that to happen, do you? This is Sir Sean, who's about to do a tribute to a great entertainer, a fine performer, and you're in the back of the room, just ramming your head, your oversized cranium against the wall. Get
right.
me some sad music
All right.
now.
See what you got.
That's not sad. I don't feel my tears coming out. I don't feel sad at all. As a matter of fact, I feel happy and gay. I feel like doing a little
thought you weren't
dick.
A homo.
I'm not a homo. I'm wearing a kilt. What I'm looking for is some good, sad music.
I really
some emotional music.
No jokes this time.
Here we go. There's nothing sad about that either. That's Masterpiece Theater. You're an incredible buffoon. I'm looking for something sad. Is there any sad music, man? Is there sad music in your whole bloody studio? Is there something that can elicit some emotion from your listeners?
Part of the problem is the fact that we're in a new studio now, and all of the music that we normally have in here is not here.
This is technologically advanced. It reminds me of something the late Q would give me.
Mambo number 5.
That's not sad music. You know, I came in here. I flew all the way from the UK, all the way from Scotland. All I wanted to do was just pay homage to one of your performers. Something to perhaps pick his day up just a little bit.
Just bear with me for a sec.
And all we're doing here is we're waiting for this oversized cranium back there to put something in the machine, and it's really starting to irritate me.
Jesus Christ, anything. Uh-huh. And you know what's silly? When you sit like that, I can see right up your dress.
Hey, the dress is fine. Have you noticed something up the dress? Would you like to take a look? Take a look at these, boys.
Oh, my God.
What do you think of that? Have you ever seen
them? Wow.
Huh? I'll tell you, I'm showing you something right there. These are oversized marbles.
I don't mind
telling you right now. My testosterone is at an all-time high, even though I'm almost 70 years old.
You think you got sad music?
This very well could be sad.
All right, let's give it a try.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to talk about an individual who meant a great deal to me, a guy that I listened to on the Don and Mike show for 14 years.
Oh, no.
boy that came out of obscurity, came out of nowhere, and rose to the heights of radio stardom. I'm talking, of course, about Dennis Murphy. Dennis Murphy, who has, well, in one day, been sent to the minor leagues, been relegated to a backup role, been ripped out of his starring position on the Don and Mike show, and basically eliminated from their lives for a temporary period of time. Let me just say, as Sir Sean Connery, Dennis, thank you. Thank you for hedonism. Thank you for the whorehouse. Thank you for jumping out of an airplane. And thank you for all those little things you've done over the years that have made you, you. You're a great man, Dennis Murphy. Godspeed.
What about all the times he's pissed us off?
Well, screw him for that. But I tell you, I think he'll be back. I think he's, you know, he's of good Irish stock, and I think there's an outside shot that he'll come back from the abyss. He'll rise to the ring. He'll be like the phoenix rising from the ashes.
How do you feel about Zeta Jones getting knocked out by Michael Douglas?
If I can tell you the truth about that, Michael Douglas and Zeta Jones are not exactly exclusive, if I may be so bold as to say.
Have you been there?
I've told you, all my leading ladies, I've had wild animal sex with every leading lady all the way through. Ursula Andress, Maud Adams, let me tell you, they've all been there. You remember Octopussy, Pussy Galore, yes sirree, they've all been with me. They've been with Bond, the only real Bond, James Bond.
Well, I do think that the new Bond is good.
Oh, you're kidding me. Pierce Fragnan? Oh, you're just full of crap on that one, laddie. Let me tell you something right now.
He's good.
Oh, he doesn't. He can't hold a candle to me. Are you kidding? You think he can really hold a candle to Sean?
Well, you're too old to be James Bond.
Of course I'm too old. I recognize the fact. All I need to do is dye the sides of my head, and on the bald part, you put a black toupee. I could be Bond again. I keep myself in great physical shape, and I'm very, very virile, very, very potent. Incidentally, how's G. Gordon Liddy doing? He's a big fan of mine, and I'm a fan of his, and I'd just like to say, G. Gordon, congratulations.
Speaking of virile and potent, right?
He's a wonderful man. I love his show. I like his show a little bit more than yours because he reflects my politics, but I'll tell you right now, I really am excited about the future for Sean Connery. He got great movies coming out, but we discussed this the last time. I have, and I'd like to go on record as saying, have had sex with every single leading lady and quite a few of the extras that have been on the sets of my movies.
So you had sex with Zeta Jones?
I've had sex with Zeta Jones time and time again. She was fantastic. You know that scene where she's working through the lasers and she's doing the gymnastic moves?
Yeah.
We had to actually break down the whole day. We had to take the rest of the afternoon off so I could actually slip away and slip in, if you know what I mean. Wow. She was fantastic. Don't you all know me, boy. You just work on getting those nice romantic songs in the machine that you have. Put one on the record player. What is all the gadgets in here? I'm feeling my age right now. All sorts of little gadgets and pushy buttons. Because technically, I still am a very old man. I'll tell you right now.
Do you have to take the Viagra?
I don't take Viagra. And you know, when you play that normally, when you say Viagra, you usually play a song.
Notch Mouse has heard the new studio. There's not a chance. We've only got the tapes from A to C.
I'll tell you.
That was all the way into the V's.
Let me show you something about Sean Connery. I want to say that. Let me tell you something about the Sean way. There's no need for Viagra. Not when it comes to me, Sean Connery. I don't need Viagra. I don't need a pump. I don't need an implant. It's all me, okay? I can go all day.
Can you get a stiffy right now?
If you'd like me to.
Do it.
Let me think about something good. Hold on just a second. Okay.
Why don't you think about that guy you were just talking about?
Which one?
Dennis Murphy.
Okay, here we go. Come on, Sean. Come on, Sean.
Can you get a stiffy thinking about Dennis?
It's impossible. I like the boy. I admire his work, but I tell you right now, there's no way that I can get a stiffy. However, if I was to think about Ursula Andress... Oh, Sean. Yes, sirree. There it is. Look at that.
Uh-oh.
Fantastic. Look at that for everyone.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Great. Fantastic.
Hey,
now I need a place for it. No, I'm not going to put it away. He told me to get one, and I got one. Yeah. At my age, when you get one, you have to do something with it right now.
Oh, no, please.
That's the Sean way. That's the way we do it in...
I think we have 007 all over the walls now.
This is a first for your show. It's a first for Jeopardy, that's for sure. Okay, so nothing's going to happen. Let me start thinking about Dennis. Yeah, she's all gone. I'm all gone right now, but I'll tell you right now, I'm having a fantastic time. You're all doing well.
You're the first guest to actually J.O. on this show.
I think it's something to be pleased with. That's the only way. That which is used develops. That which is not used wastes away. Mm-hmm. So that's why I always try to do that 3 or 4 times a day, even if there aren't women folk around.
When you do that, does it often happen like it just did, where there's really no end result?
Yeah, well, of course, at my age, you know, you'd have to, it'd have to spend a reasonable amount of time to achieve what you're talking about achieving, and I'm not prepared to.
How long has it been since you've geeshed?
Actual geesh.
Yeah, real.
Gentleman's relish you're talking about.
Yeah, right.
Jeez.
Right. Jeez.
Let me see. I'm trying to think right now. We're allowed to say that now, you see.
Sure you can say jizz.
Ah, it's fun. Jizz.
You can't talk about Superman's jizz, though.
No, that's illegal. I'd say probably
It would blow Lois's head clean off.
I'll tell you right now, it'd probably be the better part of an afternoon. Takes me a while, eh? I'm 69 years old. Get it? 69 years old. Soon to be 70. And I'll tell you right now, it takes me the better part of an afternoon
to build up a full tank.
But I can still develop my own. You know what I mean? That's the most important thing. That's the Sean way.
Could you do it during a commercial?
No.
You couldn't fill a cup for us?
5 or 6 commercials. I'd have to wait till probably halfway through the other show that comes on after you. But I could do it for you. It just would take an awful long time. Who's that little elf? Who the hell is that little elf with a black eye? Hey, you've been in a scrape, my boy.
That's little Tom from upstairs.
What does he do around here? He was looking around at me. He just hopped by the window like I was in something out of the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. He just got his ass kicked the other day by a contractor.
Well, look at him, boy. Of course he'd get his ass kicked. Anybody that decided to go up against him. He's got a blue eye. How are you? Don't be peeking in the windows when I'm in here.
All right, Sean, we're going to take a break.
God forgot I was just J.O.ing.
Would you like me
to do that with you, Tommy?
Oh. Number is 877-365-3636.
Say hi to your partner.
We will take the first 2 calls right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I want to get Capone. I don't know how to get him.
You want to get Capone? Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way. And that's how you get Capone.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
There's no need for language.
Who'd you have sex with in The Untouchables? There's no hot girl in The Untouchables.
Oh, there was, too. I had sex with the wife of Kevin Costner, the lady that played the wife.
She was not a hot piece of ass.
She was the only one available, man. She's the one that was there, right for the picking, waiting for me. They all want to have sex with Sir Sean.
What about this girl? Is this Britney Spears I'm playing right now?
Never had a chance to meet her. I'd love to. Is she available?
Yeah, she's, like 19?
Yeah, I think so. 19?
Like that?
1 year over legal. Yeah, she'd have sex with Sir Sean. I'd make sure of it. She'd enjoy herself. It would take me the better part of an afternoon. That's all. I'd have sex with anyone here, too. Any of the ladies who would like to have sex with me would be perfectly acceptable. Just remember, there's a time commitment. The better part of the afternoon. And, of course, the evening now, because we're late in the day.
And when you say the better part of the afternoon, you don't mean you're going to spend the whole afternoon making love. You mean it takes you that long,
yes,
to build up your reserve tank of,
yes,
of jizz.
Quite often, they can come in for the last hour. That would be perfectly acceptable if they'd like to.
Like,
come.
What do you do? Do you watch porno for a while?
No, not at all. I'm an actor. I can actually create scenarios in my mind, just like when you asked me to get a stiffy a minute ago. I was able to do that in my mind, and I was successful, as I proved. But if you wanted me to do the other thing, which is a sick thing anyway in my mind, it would take me, as I've said before, the better part of an afternoon.
Okay, Sean, let's play. Excuse me, Sir Sean.
Ah, God bless you. I appreciate that. Sir Sean, and I was knighted by the Queen in Scotland. That's what's important to point out.
Right.
On my home turf, that was an issue that I had. Not issue that I laid, issue that I had with her. And the old bag, horse face, came up and put the knife on me. Right shoulders, left shoulders. I'm Sir Sean Connery.
But as you said, it means dick.
It means dick to me. But it's good PR, you know, for my feature films. The whole thing's about money, man. Ask money. How much can you make? And when they put that on the screen, Sir Sean Connery, it's good for for a few more mil at the box office.
All right, Sean, let's play the game. I know we have callers standing by here.
All right. Let me get my glasses on. Ah, you laugh, big head boy. Don't laugh at me. I'm a man that has trouble seeing. I've got old eyes. This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is a route driver. He drives routes from Brooklyn, New York. Let's say hi to John Buell.
Hello, John.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, buddy. Thank you for listening to the show on NEW.
Thanks for calling me.
And now entering the studio is a computer salesperson from Rockville, Maryland. Let's say hi to Scott Pollock.
Hey, Scott Pollock. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy, John Buell and Scott Pollock. Remember,
don't screw without you.
And say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Well, thank you, John and Scott, and of course, Sir Sean. And guys, here we go with the categories. Oh, and listen, always remember, answer in the form of a question. I live with my mom. I'm wearing a clip-on tie. Suit is by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex unless we play the game. Then it's LG or Quizmaster, and always call him Sir Sean.
My money's on the Pollock.
Here. Actually, I think his name is Kolak, not Pollock.
Oh, I see. That's a C instead of a P.
Yeah.
Oh, Scott Kolak. Okay, I'm sorry. Apologize to all the other Kolaks for me.
Here are your categories, boys, and they are The Survivor Gang.
Ah, yes, that's a TV show, right?
Walter Matthau movies.
Ah, he will be missed, but just one less in the way.
Name that WNBA team.
Excellent. Very good. I like sports.
Clooney Mania.
Clooney, oh please. Why don't you give me a break on that one? Bag.
Capitals.
Yeah, that's a good one. Educate the youngsters. That's right. What I often say.
One more time, here they are. The Survivor Gang. Yep. Walter Matthau movies.
I'm sorry, Walter. We'll be missing you. Bye, Walter.
In that WNBA team.
Yeah, sports.
Clooney Mania.
Boo.
States and Capitals. John, you are from New York. Now, why did you say we called you? I thought people called us to play this game.
No, I called you, you know, just one day while you guys are in California and I'm in New York. So I called early and he said, you know, you just missed the show, but we can call you back for Low Budget Jeopardy.
Oh, I got you. That's a good way. You know what? That's a good way to get people from New York involved in the show.
You know, I really appreciate that. I really do.
That's an excellent idea. It's that little poodle out there wasn't the one that did it. Was it that Charles Broyhill? That little fuzzy boy. He's not the one that did that. He doesn't have that kind of smarts. He doesn't have that kind of brain power to come up with an idea on his own.
He can barely wipe his ass.
It was one of your lovely ladies, I'm sure, that did that.
Have you met them?
All he's doing is eating cherries and spitting out the pitch in his studio back there.
You're not lying. That's exactly what he's doing.
Absolutely. Way to go, monkey boy.
Have you met Lisa and Toya?
I've seen both of them from afar. They were too scared to actually approach me and shake my hand. But I'll see them later. It'll take the better part of an afternoon.
All right, John, we will start with you.
Okay, I'll try Matthau.
All right, Walter Matthau movies. Here we go. He's got it for
so long.
This Walter Matthau movie's co-stars Jack Lemmon. It's the funny one.
It's the funny one.
You're not calling from a construction site, are you, son?
No, I'm not.
Okay, Scott, your chance to steal.
I was calling from Moonraker. What is Grumpy Old Men?
No, that is not a funny movie.
And, John, you're still in control of
course,
board.
The answer was The Odd Couple.
Odd Couple, yes, very funny. John, select again, please.
Okay, I'll try Matthau again.
Co-stars Jack Lemmon. It's not the funny one. What the hell is that noise in the background?
That's not me.
Is that Scott? Is that going on? Are people dropping computers out the window, man?
That's not here. That's in your station.
No, hold on. John, we're not talking to you. Scott Pollock?
Yes.
What's that noise in the background?
That's my little niece running around the house.
Oh, you got some phlegm in your throat. Clear that out of the windpipe, man.
Not anymore.
All right, well, lock her in a closet, man. We're trying to do a radio show here.
They just got rid of her.
All right, and Scott, it's your chance to steal.
What is Odd Couple 2?
That's right.
There you go. $2 for you, Scott. Congratulations. Now that we've gotten that nasty, tedious thumping out of the way, select again.
I'll take What is States and Capitals, please.
No, you got to finish Walter Matthau.
I'll finish Walter Matthau, please.
His last theatrical release, co-stars Meg Ryan.
Last theatrical release, co-stars Meg
Sorry,
Ryan.
Sorry, Mr. Pollock. John, it's your chance to see.
I missed that one. I'm sorry.
Jeez, come on, fellas, play the game.
Hanging Up, that's the name of it.
Scott Pollock, you're in control.
I'll take what states and capitals for one, please.
It is the capital of the great state of California.
What is Sacramento?
Correct.
$1 for you, Scott. Select again, please, Mr. Pollock.
States and capitals for two, please.
Capital of the great state of Florida.
What is Tallahassee?
Right again.
$2. You're blazing a trail now. Select again.
I will finish a category for three, please.
North Dakota.
What is Bismarck?
Right, he ran the category.
Congratulations, you know your state and capital. All right, now select again, please.
I'll take the WNBA team for one, please.
All right, the WLBA. New York.
New York, what is the...
Hey, John, here's your chance to steal, and you're from New York.
Oh, brother, you got to give me women's basketball.
I answered it.
Right, he had the answer.
I did have the answer.
The New York Liberty.
Ah, the Liberty. All right, Scott, you're still in control, but you were late on the trigger.
Sorry. I'll take WNBA teams for two, please.
WLBA for two. Washington.
What is the Mystics?
Right.
$2. You finally got one. Way to go, Scott. Select again.
And I will finish the category for three, please.
Miami.
Miami, what is the Soul?
Right.
$3, you know your LBA. Where'd you go?
Hey, for an extra dollar.
Yes.
I'll give you an extra dollar if you tell me how they spell soul.
S-O-L.
Right.
Soul, that's like sun.
I have nothing better to do than watch the WNBA.
Like one of my favorite places. Costa del Sol. Yes, sirree. All right, Scott, you're in control. Select again.
I will take the Survivor Gang for one.
He was just voted off the island.
What is Derek?
Who?
Derek?
No.
Not on this Survivor.
Johnny Boy, it's your chance to steal.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, dear, you're not representing the Big Apple Boy.
No, it's the pretty boy, it's Joel. He's out.
Joel's gone. He's history. He's no longer. See you later. Hit the highway. You're dead to me, like Mathau. All right, Scott, select again.
I will take Survivor and the gang for two, please.
He enjoys parading around the island nude.
That's a guy.
That's a gay guy.
Hey, John, it's your chance to steal.
I thought it was Richard.
Rudy?
Scott?
Rudy?
Scott, let me tell you something right now. I'm going to give you one fair warning.
Scott, I'm going to take that dollar away. Take that dollar away because he knew how to spell Miami Soul.
All right, there you go. You're back down to $13.
Okay.
All right, now, John, are you trying to steal?
Yes. What is Richard?
Yes.
Who is Richard?
$2 for you, John. Way to go. And you're in control of the board.
Right.
And, Scott, you better start behaving yourself or you're going out the window.
Buzz, why a quizzical look?
I thought I heard people helping in the background.
Ah, would that be on the Scott front?
Scott? Hello? Scott Pollock, do you have people helping you?
I'm sitting here all by myself.
All right, well, Buzz is listening very carefully.
Okay.
That's right, he's a little monitor sitting over there in the studio on the other side of the glass window.
He's got a swimmer's ear turned up all the way. And here
Charlie Broyhill, the monkey boy, has come in here. Yes, sir. Hello, monkey boy.
Well, then who's with the niece?
I'm with the niece.
Scott
he's not in the room anymore.
He just said he was by himself.
Now we seem to have some sort of controversy. You're looking at me. What are you looking at me all quizzical for?
I can't help it.
You can't help
Scott,
it.
Scott, is your niece in the room or not?
She's not in the room.
No, there was an older woman who was talking in the background. I heard it too.
Who was that?
There's nobody here. It might be my sister that picked up my niece, but there's nobody here with me
now. John, were the people in your house?
Well, my family, they're in the other room, though. My sons.
All right,
two sons.
Both of you guys just have everybody shut up.
I'm in the kitchen.
Okay. Everybody just be in a room by yourself.
I'm in a room by myself.
www.zipit.com.
Okay, John, go again.
Okay, I'll try Clooney.
No, you got to finish Survivor first.
Okay, I'll finish the Survivor game.
She is the cranky school teacher.
All right, Scott, it's your chance to steal in the noisy house.
Who is Jenna?
No.
It's Gretchen.
John, that means you're still in control. Time to switch categories.
Okay, now I'll try the Clooney categories.
Clooney Mania.
Clooney Mania.
Both of you guys, hold on a second.
Mania my ass.
Hold on a second. Both of you, hold on a second.
I put them both on hold?
All right.
There you go. Here's the guy who says somebody's cheating.
Frank?
Yes.
Why do you think someone's cheating?
I heard a woman in the background, and I think she said Richard or something when you asked who was... the naked guy on the island.
Is that what you heard, Buzz?
I heard the man ask, who's the gay guy? And I heard a woman answer, yes.
Exactly. Loud and clear.
I have to, I'm keeping track of this, Lord Quizmaster.
Thank you.
You just say, yes, yes, sir, Sean.
Yeah. What?
Lord Quizmaster.
Yes, sir, Sean.
It was Scott. I'm ratting him out, boy.
Scott?
Yes?
Who was helping you?
Nobody's helping. I'm sitting here by myself.
There's someone that called in. Let's get right to the bottom of this.
I heard the man that called in.
They called in and they said, when you said, who's the gay guy? There was a lady there that said, Richard. They could hear it, and then you came in with Richard at the last second before, but it was too late because we'd already gone to John. Now, that's what I heard, that's what Buzz heard, and that's what the guy that called in heard. Now, let me ask you something, man. Are you prepared to do your duty and come clean with us right here on the Don and Mike Show?
I'm doing my duty.
All right, so what's the truth?
I have my nieces here. My sister picked up my niece, and she might have yelled the answer in the back after it already
got being
over.
That's okay. Being honest.
How much money does that guy have?
He has $13.
Me? I got two. John only has two.
John, shut up right now.
now I have 12.
Take Scott Pollock down to one.
$1 for you, Scott. You're down to $1. Yes, sirree. We don't allow any screwing with LQ.
You should have just come right out when we asked you and said that somebody came in and helped you.
You're slowing down the game, boy. Do you understand? But we appreciate your honesty. That's why you're still going to be able to play. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Right, okay. Johnny, you're in control.
Okay, Clooney Mania, please.
Clooney, he dated and lived with his hottie before she married John Travolta.
Scott, it's your chance to steal and actually get back into a tie game. Sorry.
Kelly Preston.
You're still down by one. All right, John, you're in control.
We still have to stay with the Clooney Mania?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
This supermodel is going into business with George Clooney, opening an L.A. hotel. Come on, how many supermodels are there?
Hey, Scott, here's your chance to steal.
Who is Elle McPherson?
No.
Cindy Crawford.
Cindy Crawford. I've had her. Been there, done that. Yes, we did an opening of an art gallery together. She had wild sex with me. Took the better part of the afternoon. All right, John, you're in control. John,
dare I say Clooney Mania?
All right, you'll never get this one.
Yeah, I won't.
This member of the Spin City TV show is George Clooney's best friend in real life.
Hey, Scott, gentlemen, when you hear the buzzer, do not give us an answer.
I didn't hear a buzzer.
All right, Scott, your chance to steal.
Who is Michael J. Fox?
Nope, it's some guy named Richard Kind.
Ah, I'd like to point out, Lord Quizmaster, there was some back talk from John when he said I didn't hear the buzzer.
That should cost him a dollar.
You know what?
Well, there's no buzzer. I didn't hear a buzzer.
Scott Pollock, you watch it, and he's not hearing a buzzer because I have it taken out of the phone system.
There you go.
That's why he didn't hear the buzzer. Take away another dollar from Scott Pollock. Well, no, that'll take him down to zero.
That knocks him down to zero. He might not be able to go to the final round, but you're Lord Quizmaster. You pull the strings. You make the tough decisions.
You know what? Both these guys... Yeah, you know what? Excellent, Rob. Excellent suggestion. Take him down to 50 cents.
All right, Scott. We're all on even ground now. John and Scott, you have 50 cents.
Excellent.
You're both down to 50 cents.
Hold on. It's a tie game. Hold on, please. And we have more controversy because now somebody's going to say the guy from New York was cheating. Hello, Rob? Where is he? Rob?
Don and Mike.
Hold on, please.
Okay.
I just hung up on somebody. Crap, I just hung up on Scott.
Scott Pollock?
Yes.
From Rockville?
Who do you think was cheating?
It was John, because I heard him ask his wife while Scott was answering the question.
So you think it was John from New York?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
We've already had a confession. Yeah, we had a confession, and it was Scott that asked his wife, or his nephew, or his niece, or whoever was in his giant Pollock family.
Yeah, right. How could it be for the guy from New York when the other guy already said that it was him?
We already solved that problem, and now we're just trying to get... Oh, is it the guy from New York that was hung up on?
No.
Because if that's the guy, you got to take this phone number.
Johnny?
There you go, monkey boy. Don't take the wrong paper.
John from New York is still online. Hold on, John.
Yes.
Hold on.
John Buell.
We will get Scott Pollock.
What the hell is going on here? I'm starting to get pissed off.
And, yeah, let's just do a break. We'll come back and we'll play Final Low Budget Jeopardy. One of the guys has 50 cents and the other guy has 50 cents.
That's right. They're both down to half a dollar.
They're both effers. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This house is so gone crazy.
It's
the home of the pumpkin shampoo, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, Sir Sean, are you ready to play Final Low Budget Jeopardy?
I am, but there's a major controversy brewing, and I have to bring it to your attention, Lord Quizmaster.
Yes, Sir Sean.
Well, it seems that we have a false accusation. We have injustice. We have a controversy that continues. It seems that the wrong man has been accused of a crime and found guilty when he, in fact, is totally innocent.
Are you talking about these guys who played the game tonight?
Earlier in the broadcast, you may have observed the fact that we accused Scott Kolak of cheating, when, in fact, the staff in the back room, including Monkey Boy Broyhill, have come to the conclusion that it was John Buell.
Well, then why did the other guy confess?
Yeah. That is the mystery that has not been answered yet.
All right, let me just get both these guys back on. John?
Yes.
John, were you cheating?
No, I didn't cheat. I had, repeated the question loudly to myself, and a voice came shouting out from beyond. But, however, I was not asked the question. I wasn't given the opportunity to come forward.
And
you,
Scott,
you were grilling the other gentleman.
Scott Pollock, why
and
did
since he, the Pollock, confessed to it, I said, well... That's pretty funny.
Well, that she's being totally honest with his answer right there. But in fact, Scott Kolak confessed unnecessarily.
Yes.
But I have good reason.
Well, what is your good reason?
The good reason is that I've been such a long-time listener of the Don and Mike Show.
Oh.
And that I know that if you try to screw around, I figured I would just take it. We're doing this for fun.
That's an interesting point.
I was trying
point.
To keep the show going. I was trying to be just a good guy.
I would like to say that Scott Kolak's nobility in this situation is to be applauded.
Thank you.
Give an extra dime.
That means your
dime.
Total now as we go to Final Low Budget Jeopardy is 60 cents.
Excellent.
And John is still at 50 cents.
He has 50 cents, Lord Quizmaster.
Here we go, Final Low Budget Jeopardy. Guys, don't forget to answer in the form of a question, and here's your category. Monday Night Football. On the all-new version of Monday Night Football, she will replace Leslie Visser as the girl sideline reporter, okay? The all-new Monday Night Football, she will replace Leslie Visser as the girl hottie sideline reporter. Guys, don't forget to answer in the form of a question, and good luck.
All contestants on No Budget Jeopardy will receive Sean Connery Potpourri. That's right. I've combined some of my favorite fragrances from around the world. Honey, musk, brandy, witch skin, and Fanny, all in a decorative tin with my head on it. Open the tin, pour it in a pot, boil it, and the whole house will stink. It takes the better part of an afternoon. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek.
You gotta think about the better part of an afternoon, don't you?
I.
Low Budget Jeopardy. Okay, we'll just wait for those answers to be run in now.
They're going to be run in by some of those people that figured out the true crime. You've got a wonderful staff here, and they're able to ferret out the real evil. I think that's something to truly be admired. I'm even going to give props to Monkey Boy.
Way to go. You know what? The monkey put it on the screen already.
Ooh, very good. Quick with his fingers on those computers.
Already on the screen.
That's fantastic. Phenomenal technology.
Look at that. It's a breakthrough for the Don and Mike Show.
It's truly exciting.
All right, I want to talk to the guy with 50 cents first.
That's right. He's the low man on the totem pole, so the other guy's 60 cents.
And that would be John.
Yes.
John, she will replace Leslie Visser on Monday Night Football.
I only came up with a guess. Who is Susan Waldman? I know she's Yankee baseball, but that's all I can come up with.
I'm sorry that knocks you down to zero, John Buell.
Scott Pollock?
Yes.
You're the winner if you have the right answer.
Who is Susan Stark?
No.
Sorry, that knocks you down to zero. Nobody wins.
No, guys, it's Melissa Stark.
Melissa Stark.
Melissa Stark, who is a POA.
I've had her.
This is the type of game that only Ken Stevens or Alan Limewand or Sam Ben Ruby could love, because we're giving away
nothing.
No money at all. Scott and John, don't go away, man. Please, just go away. Here's Sean Cassidy with your... Sean.
What's he calling me that fag for?
Here's Sean Connery with your gifts.
Congratulations, boys. You've won the Perfect Storm prize pack, courtesy of Warner Brothers. The Perfect Storm.
Great movie starring George Clooney.
Fag. Now showing at all AMC theaters. Check your paper for showtimes, but wait.
There's more.
Excellent.
You've won a fruity colada from Dunkin' Donuts. Try one today, but wait.
Woo-hoo. Bill Bohr.
There you go, boys. You've won 25 Durex condoms. Feel love the way it's supposed to feel. Set yourself free with the most exciting condoms ever made. Durex condoms. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek, Geronimo.
Thank you, Scott Pollock. Thank you, John Buell. Thank you. Hold on, boys. Both of you, for Christ's sake, hold on a second. Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend. Well, Sir Sean...
Cheaters never prosper.
No, they don't.
That's correct.
And I'll see you, I guess, when you have time, the better part of an afternoon soon.
Absolutely, the better part of an afternoon. Mm-hmm. Thanks for letting me play in here.
Always remember and never forget, Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of...
Coron Incorporated and is distributed by King World. Take a look at my visage.
Aye. It's time for the news of the comments now.
Mm-hmm.
As we go to the news cubicle and the ever quizzical Buzz Burbank.
Right.
Oh, we got to play the intro here.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz, me.
He made it up.
Okay, what's your lead story tonight, Buzz?
Tonight, Dennis Murphy gets voted off the island. Actually, no.
Oh, God.
But I like that better than the real headline.
Which is what?
It's another bad week for sports. Tonight, death on a NASCAR speedway.
Ugh. Oh, listen, that's why those necks go.
Big crack up today.
Okay, stand by, everybody. Stay tuned. Can you give me a hint? Do you know who the sponsor was on the car?
No, I don't know the sponsor yet.
Okay.
Sorry.
It wasn't Lay's Potato Chips, was it?
I hope not.
It wasn't Home Depot.
But it did go crunch.
Okay. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
You know what?
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
You took your funny pills. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The best reason not to drive your little Mercedes convertible into the abutment. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's get to news right now with Guy Birdley. Hello, Guy. Sorry about that, Buzz.
All right. Winston Cup driver Kenny Irwin did die in an accident at New Hampshire International Speedway this afternoon.
Bell South.
Is that the car?
That's the sponsor.
Okay.
Well, you really know him by heart?
No, somebody's calling in to tell us.
Okay, all right. This was quite a wreck. I haven't seen tape of it, even though I've had, cable on all day. But they say that the car was wadded up like a piece of tinfoil, and the driver did die. Kenny Irwin did die of multiple injuries.
That's the second one, right?
That's right. This crash was just yards from where Adam Petty was killed 2 months ago. The 30-year-old Irwin was practicing for this weekend's New England 300.
That's too bad. I was hoping it would be Tom.
Now,
Tom,
no.
Petty.
No, he'll live forever.
Yeah, you'd never see him in one of those cars, I don't think.
His mouth's a goddamn airbag.
Mm-hmm. Petty's grandfather.
That's the sound it makes when it deploys.
Don't forget, Buzz loves Tom Petty.
I like him. My wife, Marcia, is crazy about Tom Petty and has often said that if she left me for anybody, it would be him.
Well, you look a little like Tom.
I do. You can see the long blonde hair. Adam Petty's grandfather, Richard, says that these couple of accidents are just coincidence. Other drivers, however, are saying that the track needs to be checked for safety.
Well, all I know about Kenny Irwin, God rest his soul, is... Irwin said to call me.
Oh, God.
And I said, don't we have that tape somewhere?
He said, one day's work. And I said, F you.
I bet we don't have it here.
We don't. And also, it's in the machine, but it's not bleeped.
Oh, right. Oh, we can't play it.
We've got the raw version in the machine.
Irwin said to call me.
I said, how much? He said, it's one day's work. And I said, F you.
Nothing to do with Kevin Irwin. It was
Dr. Smith.
Dr. Smith talking about some guy on the Lost in Space movie.
And used a dirty word.
Yes, Irwin Allen.
Irwin Allen, right.
Now imagine how state lottery officials felt when they opened the Vancouver, Washington newspaper the other day. There in the Columbian, the pick four numbers. And the drawing hadn't even been held yet. The paper was printing pick four numbers hours before the weekly drawing. And then imagine how they felt when they drew the pick four numbers that evening and they came up the same numbers that had been printed in the paper that morning. There was, of course, an investigation.
And let's all stop and imagine what that would be like.
Imagine.
Home, home, home.
imagining there for a second.
Yes, we were.
Imagine.
They found, the investigation found that the paper had accidentally printed the numbers from the Virginia pick four that were drawn the night before. Another amazing coincidence. The odds of winning the pick four are 1 in 10,000. The odds of this happening, quoting one official, a gazillion to 1.
Take it to the Imagineers.
Mm-hmm. 20 people got hurt in the first day of the running of the bulls in Pamplona, Spain.
Wonder why.
20 people hurt, and Spanish television calls it one of the smoothest, safest runs in recent memory.
This is one of the smoothest, safest runs in recent history.
Just like
there
that.
There have only been 20 people hurt.
In other big news, Don and Mike have broken up again. Murphy. It is just a trial separation, though.
He will be back. Maybe good or bad.
None of the injuries were very serious. Only two guys had to go to the hospital.